InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
I've known this since I began studying the globalist operations 30 years ago. Plus, but it just so happened, sitting in my hotel room down in McAllen, Texas, at night after we'd been out on the border all day, surveilling the control collapse of our nation and ringing the alarm bells, that I saw on one of the old History Channel pieces, a hour-long documentary about Joseph Stalin that was pretty accurate from the books I've read and the research I've done, even from the Allied and then also Nazi perspective. But I was watching, and it was all about Stalin and his life. It was a documentary not about World War II, but about Stalin. So the last third was World War II. The rest of it was him growing up and then rising to power. And I was watching the lion's share of it being about the Bolshevik overthrow of Russia and how it took them 15 years to get control of Russia and how they did it. And it's an exact carbon copy, just lower tech, of what the left is doing here today. And just like the Bolsheviks were funded by extremely rich, powerful central banks, the same people funding, the Bolsheviks funding the globalist system today, it just hit me how amazing the parallels were. And even the left said from the October Revolution, 1918, the end of World War One, that they've been launching their new October Revolution, and that's why they're preparing race war in this country as the cover for their breakdown of society, their takeover of the police departments. And once they've got control of local police departments, which Soros is spearheading, they plan to persecute and purge the American people, and they've got a systematic plan to do it. And the New World Order globalists are going to set offshore while millions of their own minions die fighting us. And so the left is putting themselves into a position of total destruction to carry this operation out. And you see O'Biden say we're going to use the CIA and the military against the American people. And you see them, you see Congressman Nunes, the ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, warning of them saying they're going to do this to us. I mean, this is really happening. And, of course, Stalin was funded out of New York City and out of London with hundreds of millions of dollars at that time. That'd be billions today. He was the bagman for Lenin, but directly working for. I mean, it was even in the documentary that top U.S. financiers and British financiers were funding Lenin and Stalin the whole time. And this is on the History Channel. Just amazing. In fact, I wrote down the name of the documentary, and then somehow it's erased out of my phone. I'm going to find it during the break. I was looking just during about a minute before we went live. I couldn't find it, and I was getting flustered by that. But I'll tell you the particular name of it. It's a three-parter. But let me do this. I'm starting the show a little bit different than I normally do because we really do need to have funding. Plus, these are great products. We've launched the new sales, and you can see those here in front of me. I'll tell you about that a little bit more in the next segment. But right now, I want you to know that I've extended the Vitamin Mineral Fusion sale at 40% off, even though we're about to sell out, for one more day. And then it's going to go off sale, which is very close to selling out. We won't get more for a few weeks, maybe longer. But we've got a lot of new products that are on sale. Prostaguard, Alpha Power, Rocket Rest, and we have plenty of X2. It's on sale. We have plenty, of course, of Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 for you and your family. It's 40% off as well. And we have Endgame, back in print, the film that predicted it all, more important now than ever. It is being sold as low as $3.95 per DVD, so you give them to your friends and family. There's a zero country code on it, so you can make copies of it everywhere you are in the world. I want you to get it, and I want you to make copies and say, hey, here is the DVD you're not supposed to see. Most folks still have DVD players, and it's a really great way to wake people up, so please get Endgame while you still can, massively discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Monday, April 19th. The year is 2021. I am your host, Alex Jones. And this makes me remember what happened back in 1995. How so many years ago, I guess that would be 26 years ago, or is it 27 years ago, the Oklahoma City bombing, which if you study it, had not just federal fingerprints all over it. We know exactly who bombed the building, how they bombed it. We had witnesses of the men planting the bombs inside. We had police officers tortured and murdered who also reported what they saw. I've had police officers on that the FBI came to their offices and said, we'll kill you and your wife if you keep talking about what you saw that day. Don Browning, the K-9 unit head, a Marine Corps veteran, came on my show and named the FBI agents' names, that came to his office and said, we will kill you and your wife. He came on my show and named them. So that's the reality of all of this, ladies and gentlemen. Just always remember, we are in the season of false flags right now. Thank you for joining us. And we have quite the headline up on InfoWars.com today for the live show. The Democrat deep state is announcing plans to burn down the United States. They've got Chris Cuomo saying white people need to die. They've got Maxine Waters saying it's time to have violent riots. We have got all the different surrogate Democrats on TV, from everywhere from MTV to the hip-hop radio channels, saying go out and attack white people, shoot police, burn down buildings if the Minneapolis Police Department officer does not get convicted in the Chauvin trial where they start final arguments today. So we could potentially have a verdict by the middle of the week, end of the week, depending on how long these final arguments go, and then depending on how long the jury is out. They could be out an hour, they could be out a week, they could be out a month. But imagine you've got all the serious things going on, the country being destroyed, thousands and thousands dying from vaccine complications, martial law going in worldwide, open borders, the dollar being devalued, and the big corporate establishment media, just like the WikiLeaks tells us they would do, is busy trying to cause the breakdown of society. And then the media will say whoever's killing cops or burning down police stations are angels. And the answer is having those departments go under strong cities training started by Obama to put them under UN training manuals. And then as long as they operate as political officers like they do in Canada or like they do in England or like they do in Australia, then there won't be any more demonization of the police as long as they become political commissars like in the old Soviet Union and persecute gun owners, conservatives, Christians, men, and others. And so that is the divide and conquer plan. Coming up next segment, I'm going to play you the latest riot footage out of Minnesota, out of Portland, out of other areas. It's become a backdrop now. Burning police stations, burning Apple stores, burning government buildings, people dead, people shot, Molotov cocktails, bricks being thrown at police. All of this is good and loving and liberal. Yep. But when a million people show up in D.C., a couple hundred thousand go to the Capitol, a couple hundred break into the Capitol, led by Antifa. Then the few hundred that go in the velvet ropes, they get charged. Many of them are still in jail 2-3 months later. And Maxine Waters talks about how dangerous they are and how bad they are and how they're the most evil people in the world. But then, there she is, ladies and gentlemen. Here's some of the headlines. Leftists rush to defend Maxine Waters as expulsion petition circulates after she incited scores of violent rioters and insurrectionists. With her long history of saying, you confront people, you get in their faces when they're eating dinner, when they're getting gasoline, when they're at the store, you go after them, and they do what she says. And there she is wearing the clown outfit of a pink leopard print mask and big face goggles that goes all the way over her mouth and her face like she's in the NFL to protect her from the virus. Coming up, I've got a bunch of videos of Governor Wolf off camera with his other state reps in Pennsylvania saying, yeah, it's all theater. Just put your mask on and then take it off when you get up to the podium. And then you've got last week, the Justice Department official caught no mask on behind the curtain, puts it on to walk out and wear it. And you've got them admitting it. And now that's why Fauci wears mask on TV. Because right when you start pushing to have them taken off, oh, no, 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 no. It's all the symbol of your enslavement. That's why Fauci now said, oh, you got to take vaccines, but they don't protect you, in a new quote. It's the mask that does, because that's the symbol of the emergency. That's the symbol of the fear. That's the symbol, like in Islam, that they own you when you're a woman. All the stories are up on InfoWars.com right now. Look at this. Leftists rush to defend vaccine. Here's another one. Get more confrontational. Maxine Waters crosses state lines to incite BLM protesters. If Pelosi doesn't take action against Maxine Waters, McCarthy promises he will. Oh, yeah, McCarthy and the Republicans said that everybody at the Capitol was like Hitler and Satan, even if they weren't violent, and deserved, you know, 50 years in prison. So at least he's consistent. Now that Maxine, as a leader, goes way beyond what Trump did, he didn't call for violence, he's now at least growing a little bit of huevos, I guess. But, yeah, she should get in serious trouble. We also have the audio of this coming up next segment. National Guard targeted in drive-by shooting hours after Maxine Waters told BLM to be more confrontational. Again, coming up, it's on nationalfile.com. Police dispatch response to Minneapolis shooting after Maxine Waters incites riot. 10 to 15 shots happens within an hour. And it goes on and on and on. And that ties in to Marjorie Taylor Greene proposes expelling Maxine Waters from Congress. And this is where it really gets sick. We'll cover this when we come back. Documents show Maxine Waters requested police escort before screed advocating for violence. And that's what's really sick about all of this is they all have private bodyguards. In Minnesota, when they defunded, what, half the police department money a couple years ago? Or I guess just last year, since like a million years ago, so much has happened. They then did a multi-million dollar contract to have 24-hour private armed security for all of the city council. They don't see any hypocrisy or paradoxical thing there, because it's all about being in your face. It's all about flouting all of this in your face, and they do it more and more and more. They have protection. They have gates. They have walls. They have fences. They have surveillance. They have helicopters. They have tanks. They have jets. They have nukes. They have moats. They have castles. They have parapets. They've got food on the table. They've got transportation. They got medicine. But you don't. And while they steal everything from everybody and devalue the dollar as fast as they can, just like the Bolsheviks did, they promise everybody in Russia, let us have control over the czars, and you'll all not have to work anymore. You'll lose your chains. All you have to lose is your chains. And you will have a chicken in every pot. And they ended up starving tens of millions to death and murdering millions and millions and millions with enjoyment, with pleasure, on purpose. And it's the very same satanic globalist order that funded the French Revolution, that funded the second round of that at the end of World War One in Russia. It's in mainline history books that the modern left comes from the French Revolution which was a group of Satanist Illuminati. That's in mainline history. People think I just get up here and say 25 years ago, they're growing animal, human, monkey clones and pig clones and cow clones so they can implant them in the uteruses of monkeys, pigs, and cows. A monkey will reject a clone unless it's part of it. A cow will reject the clone unless it's part of it. So you put enough cow genes in a humanoid, still looks like a person, but it'll grow in a cow now. And you can then harvest its organs. It's been going on for 50 years. I learned about it 25 years ago. Just like I'm telling you about the Illuminati and these devil worshippers. Everything I'm telling you is as real as it gets. And now it's all out in the open because they're getting ready to roll it out publicly and declare these clones have rights. That's the whole transgender thing's about. You'll accept a man being a woman. You'll accept anything.
Hey, everybody.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now. Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry, it's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com, because we have it in stock, it's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please, get products while you still can and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Last calling on Channel 2.
247, just got it.
What's your location?
What SUV just took off westbound on Broadway from Penn. Our guard is defenseless at that intersection. We're trying to catch up with it.
Officer needs help, West Broadway and Penn. Officer needs help, West Broadway and Penn. Shots fired. White SUV is a suspect vehicle took off westbound on West Broadway from Penn. Come to Channel 2.
212
Penn. Minneapolis squad, West Broadway and Penn. Officer needs help. They were just shot at by a white SUV.
13 Road. 13 Road. 303 en route. Proceed. I think we're going.
Copy. Apparently there's a security guard at that intersection that the left unattended after the officers took off after the vehicle.
The full video, full audio is at InfoWars.com, where they're going to learn that they shot at and almost hit police officers and National Guard guarding a neighborhood, because people are trying to burn the neighborhoods down if any white people live in them. Carjackings are up 300% now in those areas of Minneapolis. It is racially motivated. It is the media saying that white people are inherently evil. You can turn on any MSNBC, CNN, PBS, any college training, corporate training. That Coca-Cola says whites are inherently bad. And these are big, ruthless mega corporations that don't pay taxes in the U.S., basically, and are totally ripping us all off, using divide and conquer on us to distract us while they do this to us. And you've got Mad Maxine, who has stolen tens of millions of dollars to her and her husband with their bank, You've got her involved in all this corruption above the law, race baiting for decades, when she doesn't even live in her own black district. And she's told to do this by the social engineers. They're following a script, and she's out there wearing the face mask and wearing the COVID burqa. Virtue signaling to all the crap to tell black people, let's all have a big street party and come out here and talk about how bad the police are. But in almost every case, whether it's George Floyd or this latest case in Georgia where the two black cops shoot the crazy black guy with a knife, and the media even asked the question, well, maybe these black cops should be indicted. Somebody calls about a guy running around outside waving a butcher knife. It's black people that call. It's black people living in the house. He runs at them with a knife, tries to stab him, runs in the house. They've got to check and see, make sure nobody else is in there. They beg him 40-something times, and he tries to kill him, and they kill him. And the media is like, well, maybe it's racist. The country is falling apart, ladies and gentlemen. People are going crazy. It's absolutely insane. There's another video up on InfoWars.com where a young white woman on drugs, she's like 18 years old, ran off with her boyfriend from Omaha, Nebraska to Florida. They were involved in a bunch of crime sprees, stealing money for drugs. Cops got called on them. They're running from the cops. They start shooting at the cops. Cops kill her. The dad invites the police to the funeral and says, I know it was horrible having to shoot her. And the police broke down and cried and said, yes, it's terrible. We hated it. But, of course, he's white. His dead daughter's white. And nobody's happy that she's dead. Nobody's happy that the black man, out of his mind on drugs, was killed in Georgia. But that's what's happening in this society falling apart. When you've got crackheads, whether they're black or white, running around crazy waving guns, people are going to start getting killed. And when you got total meth head, speedball, fentanyl addicts running around crazy, you're going to end up having a disaster. And the system knows, and they want a big explosion in this country to then federalize the police so they're political officers of the left. That's what Soros wants. They've done it in Europe. They've done it in Australia. They've done it in New Zealand. They've done it in Canada. And in Canada, we're going to play footage for you next segment that is bone-chilling martial law, the craziest thing, as my crew said, they've ever seen. They're just announcing you're under martial law. So it is on. This is their pretext. This is their excuse. Now they're saying, oh, it's a public health thing. We got to take your guns, too. This is not about liberties. It's about safety and COVID. You cannot leave your house. It's about bankrupting Western economies to put you on a universal income to control you. They admit they lied about COVID, its numbers, the deaths, everything. And until they start going to prison and until your governments, whether they be Australian or Canadian or British or German, stop following the UN model, it's only going to get worse. Now, here's Maxine Waters, just like with the Bolshevik Revolution, trying to stir the public up for riots nationwide to bring down the elected government. They've already brought down the elected government with election fraud. They've already got their puppet Biden in there. Now they want to fully bring down the final institutions they don't control completely, the police departments, so they will now be political and do whatever they're told. Here it is.
Reform. And so, yes, I would like to see the bill in Congress pass on police reform, but I know that the right wing, the racists, are opposed to it, and I don't know what's going to happen to it, but I know this. We've got to stay in the street, and we've got to demand justice.
As a black man, despite all of the efforts, I feel like nothing changes. And George Floyd is waking so many people up, yet nothing has happened, despite the rhetoric. Like, what needs to happen that's different this year than all the years before?
We're looking for a guilty verdict. We're looking for a guilty verdict, and we're looking to see if all of the talk that took place and has been taking place after they saw what happened to George Floyd, if nothing does not happen, then we know that we've got to not only stay in the street, but we've got to fight for justice. But I am very hopeful, and I hope that we're going to get verdict that is say guilty, guilty, guilty. And if we don't, we cannot go away.
And not just manslaughter, right? I mean.
Oh no, not manslaughter. No, no, no. This is guilty for murder. I don't know whether it's in the first degree, but as far as I'm concerned, it's first degree.
Congressman, what happens if we do not get what you just told? What should the people do? What should protesters on the street do?
I didn't hear you.
What happens?
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
More confrontational. Police stations shot up all over the country. Cops shot, burning buildings, everything else. You notice she wants police reform. Globalist federal control over police to do COVID lockdowns and to take your guns, and they admit that's the model. That's the Soros model. It's all admitted. We're going to go to break and come back and lay out so much more. There is just so much to get to. It makes my head spin. Separately, all T-shirts, all InfoWars T-shirts help spread the word and support the broadcast are $17.76 on the big sale. But daily, we're going to have a new shirt that's sold at cost. This is, and if it's XXL, it costs like $8 or whatever, so smaller ones are cheaper. But it's at cost after doing all the shipping and all the rest of it. It's a wake-up shirt, black on white, really simple. Wake up on the front, Infowars.com. On the back, it's $9.95. It's the wake-up Infowars.com shirt at Infowarsstore.com. We've also got mask-free, because I'm allergic to tyranny. We are all essential shirt, F. Biden. And we've got We Are All Alex Jones. It's a very popular shirt we brought back. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is the absolute last day. I've extended it one day to get Vital Mineral Fusion for 40% off all the vitamins, all the minerals, the amino acids in one powder form. So it's liquefied, so you absorb it more. Last day, Vital Mineral Fusion, 40% off. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The word apocalypse means the revealing of what was once hidden. And now that all the lies are being revealed, what will you do? We know that millions will do absolutely nothing. They will do whatever they are told, as if obedience is a virtue. It is the patriots of the world versus everybody else. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge my duties as best as I can. So help me God.
Infowars.com. Fans.video.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. And the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at Band.Video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together. The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to, because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The Alex Jones broadcast. I forgot to tell you, James O'Keefe scheduled to be with us in studio the whole next hour with some big breaking news right here in the ATX. Well, there's the name of the special broadcast today, Emergency Monday Broadcast. Democrats / Deep State announced plan to burn down the United States. Using the Bolshevik Revolution model, the globalist and the Democratic Hollywood / Chi-Com minions have launched their final assault on our embattled republic. So again, using the revolution model, the globalists, their Democrat Hollywood and Chi-Com minions have launched their final assault on our embattled republic. But being aware of it and resisting it will stop it, ladies and gentlemen. But you've got to admit how much trouble you're in. I found the name of that show I was watching about Stalin the other night. I'd forgotten the name, but the crew was able to find it. It's Apocalypse Stalin 2016, a three-part series. And if you watch that and you compare it to what's happening today, it's the exact Democrat blueprint, which they admit it's a Bolshevik model mixed in with a Maoist model. But it is just so important to watch that, 7.8 stars on IMDb. And the three real factions in World War II are exposed. They even admit the three factions. So you have to do a lot of research to get into that level of information. This is much better than most of the things you see on mainline TV. And yeah, then the colorization of the footage is just stunning. I don't own a position in the movie. I just watched part of it and thought it was very accurate. History repeats itself, folks. You better learn about it right now. Speaking of doublethink and doublespeak, when Maxine Waters says arrest anybody that even walked into the Capitol peacefully, waved in by police, throw away the key, but she says get more aggressive, attack more than what we've already seen out in the middle of a crowd, and then the military gets shot at just hours later in the same town. Police stations have been shot up. People have been killed. I mean, it's massive carjackings of white people. This is what they've triggered. Meanwhile, we're going to play this clip coming up. YouTube CEO wins free expression award sponsored by YouTube, then boast how platform censors users. Oh, we don't censor just anything we don't like, we hide. But we don't take anything down when everyone knows they take basically anything and everything down, including congressmen's congressional reports, Senate and House hearings. Governor DeSantis has a roundtable with scientists in the State House in a live committee hearing. and they point out that COVID was 99.999 times weaker than what they said. They say, that's not allowed. That's not the UN. Just like that, we're totally under UN surveillance. That's what big tech's doing, and UN censorship. And then another incredible video of where now at strip bars, where they have drag queen events, they're bringing children up on stage to be cheered at and hollered at sexually by a bunch of men. This is just incredible. And you know what the boys always say to the girls? You can't ever beat us. You're not going to have your own swimming, your own basketball, your own football, your own track, your own wrestling, your own everything. I'll just put a wig on, sweetheart. In fact, I think I'm going to join the UFC, and I think I might end up being the top woman. Because I've watched them fight. I think I can take even their best women. Not the guys. My God, they kick my ass about 10 seconds. But the girls, I've watched some of their top people. I can beat their ass. Well, guess what? I'm going to have a pot belly, beard, everything. I'm a woman. I am the UFC champion. Woo! We can laugh about this, but I'm telling you. I wonder if Dana White, I've met Dana White a few times. He's a nice guy. I wonder if Dana will let me, I'm Caitlyn Jenner. I'm stunning and brave. So that's coming up next segment. But let's get serious here with the incredible news that we've got for you. This is a clip. This is what's being broadcast. This is what's being put out in Ontario. Canada is now officially a police state. Here it is.
We have implemented the strictest measures in all of North America. And the difficult truth is, every public health measure we have left comes with a massive cost to people and their lives. But we have never shied away from doing what's necessary.
We have made the deliberate decision to temporarily enhance police officers' authority for the duration of the stay-at-home order. Moving forward, police will have the authority to require any individual who is not in a place of residence to, first, provide their purpose for not being at home, and provide their home address. Police will also have the authority to stop a vehicle to inquire about an individual's reason for leaving their residence.
And our inspectors will also be ensuring that those who absolutely must come to work are strictly following the public health measures. For our employers and employees, take note. This is your last warning.
I'm wondering about these new police powers to just randomly stop someone walking down the street or to pull over a car. What happens if a person refuses to answer the police questions?
So by issuing these new additional enforcement measures, it allows police officers to ask the person why they are not at their place of residence and what their place of residence is. And specifically to your question, if you are not willing to comply, then you are breaking the law.
If someone sees their neighbors breaking these new regulations and having a party in their yard, that sort of thing, should people call police on their neighbors?
In terms of people calling to snitch, to inform, look, we all have a personal responsibility. If it means saving lives, then I think we have to think about what your social responsibilities are as an individual to make sure that you don't empower other people and invite a whole bunch of individuals to your home.
So this is permanent martial law, all based on a lie. Almost all the death numbers are fake. Everybody knows that now. This is the UN takeover. Remember Toronto's crack mayor who died? His brother, Doug Ford, has been elected Ontario premier. He's the little, I'm not saying he's a pedophile, but I mean, would you let your kids be babysit by him? I mean, we put him back on screen. I mean, he just looks like a disingenuous sack of garbage. But hey, we don't know if he's a pedophile. We just know he looks like somebody totally controlled by evil. He looks like a minion, a controlled man. And if you believe they really elected him, think again. I mean, look at that monster. Putting you under permanent martial law. It's never going to end. Their internal documents show it. It's all a fraud. They go, oh, people in Canada love the martial law. Oh, they love it in England. Those are fake polls. Their internal polls show it's wildly unpopular. We have footage coming up of giant crowds just surging, massively surging Harrods department store in London. Now, the police themselves all over Canada are saying, we're not busting churches. We're not going and doing this anymore. You're killing the country. They all have family going bankrupt. When are we going to say no? And you notice, if you're a radio listener, you couldn't see it. You're lucky because these are some ugly looking people. And I mean, just don't, by ugly, I mean, just demonic little monsters. They know they're criminals. They just, every time they speak, they put the mask back on. When they don't speak, they take it back off. It's all this theater. We have the footage of the Justice Department official off camera, doesn't have the mask on, puts it on to go on camera, takes it off when he leaves camera. YouTube and Twitter is taking that video now. And then we also have the footage of one of the state reps there in Pennsylvania on the stage with the governor, and the governor says off the stage to her, listen, put your mask on when you go on stage. It's part of the theater. It's for public consumption. They're a bunch of scamming bureaucrats robbing you on the payroll of foreign banks. It's all a giant Chicken Little psyop. Period. We need to start pushing back now or it's never going to end. We'll be like Canada and Australia and the UK. They'll never let us off the leash. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Gerald in South Carolina, go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products to you at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, Tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
James O'Keefe, scheduled to be in studio next hour. Before that, again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. He's got some big breaking news for us. But let me get back to the crackhead mayor's brother, who looks just like him. The brother, Doug Ford, has been elected Ontario premier, and he looks like Sylvester when he just got caught eating Tweety Bird. I mean, he looks like the most guilty, lying, just disingenuous sack of garbage. I mean, look at him. Like a giant demonic ferret. Looks like an evil hedgehog that just ate your freedoms. Well, guess what? He just declared martial law, and we played the clip earlier. Why do they all look like cartoon characters? He looks like Brian Stelter's alter ego or something. Brother of notorious Rob Ford takes over Ontario and declares martial law. Every blue city. We'll never end the lockdown. We'll never stop the power. It's always about more power. They want power over you. Speaking of that, here's Fauci. Suggests masks more effective than COVID vaccine, even though he said masks a year ago were no good. Says vaccinated people can still inadvertently infect. But all the studies show this masks don't stop viruses. But it doesn't matter. He later said, well, it makes you feel good and shows respect for those that have died that he cares so much about. All the people that had heart attacks and cancer and diabetes and were 85 years old that didn't die of it. He's not too worried about all those that died sent to the nursing homes infected. No. A true mad scientist monster. Well, here's Fauci talking about how you need the mask, not the vaccine.
I don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci. They've been assaulted. Their liberties have.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing.
So hearing comments like these have real sway with some people out there. A new poll this week shows that 43% of Republicans still don't want to get the vaccine. How frustrating is this for you, Dr. Fauci?
You know, Dana, it is quite frustrating because the fact that one may not want to get vaccinated, in this case, a disturbingly large proportion of Republicans, only actually works against where they want to be. They want to be able to say these restrictions that are put on by public health recommendations are things that they're very concerned about. We're all concerned about that. We share that concern. But the way you get rid of those restrictions is to get as many people vaccinated as quickly and as expeditiously as possible, because when that happens, for absolutely certain, you're going to see the level of virus in the community go down and down and down to the point where you would not have to have those public health restrictions. So it's
That's enough paradoxical. Please get him off my screen. That's how the trap works. Everything he told you has been a lie. The numbers he told you were total lies. The death numbers, who really died of it lies. The PCR test lies. And then he tells you some magical, mythical day out there, vaccines don't help now. They were 100% before. The mask will save. You know, it's a symbol of fear, a symbol of their dominance, a symbol of their oppression, like Islam over women. But now we all wear the burkas. Our faces are all unclean. Our faces are all evil. We're bad. Only Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the UN can save us with their deadly poison vaccines, where they waive the trials because in secret trials it killed almost all the animals. In the ferret trials, all the animals. And you see the giant death and giant disease, but, oh, YouTube and Facebook will censor you because the UN didn't say so. Doesn't matter how many universities, how many scientists, how many top experts, they don't have speech either. Because after all, I was going to play a clip of him talking about guns are public safety, they're public health. You know, this isn't about your rights to guns. It's about people being having a right not to be shot by guns. And then it's, oh, cars kill people. We need everything to be robot-driven because they're, quote, safer. This is the logical extension of all of this, making us obsolete. It's been their plan the whole time with the nanny state. Oh, but when their drugs or their chemicals kill us, then it's censored. But, oh, and somebody dies of a shooting, even though maybe it's 1/100th die of shootings by a die of bad drug overdoses every year or bad medicine every year. Seriously, way overshadows it. Medical malpractice. Oh, you don't hear about that. That's all kept quiet. When it's the big corporations doing it, but when it's guns, oh, it's totally hyped up. Or when it's a cop that might have shot somebody in a wrong position, oh, well, then it's racial. Then it's the end of the country. Then that one life matters so much, we're going to hear about it forever and ever and ever so we can give George Soros control over all the police departments. Incredible. So let's, before we play the gun clip, let's play the YouTube CEO, the one that bragged about taking me off the internet because she didn't like her son listening to me, the YouTube CEO, in a perfect doublespeak statement says, oh, I'm getting an award for free speech and free expression, but we don't censor, we just hide stuff we don't like. Well, you do more than that. You ban it, you take it down, you demonetize it, you bully people en masse. But here you are, the big liberal who gets awards. It's like giving Barack Obama a peace prize when he never even been involved in any type of war planning or stopping wars as an executive. And then he launches all the wars and they talk about giving him another peace prize. I mean, these people are immoral jokes. They're empty scum and they will bring us down. So here's Susan Wojcicki, the CEO of Google video platform YouTube, was awarded the Freedom Forum Institute's Freedom of Expression Award. Well, maybe the ADL should give Hitler an award. On Friday, in a ceremony sponsored by her company, despite YouTube's track record of censorship. Yeah, that's like in Foxcatcher. It's an excellent film, very accurate, about DuPont. He would have wrestling matches sponsored by him, and then they'd have a wrestling match where he would win the wrestling match so he would get an award. That's not a real award, DuPont. And having YouTube give you an award, lady, is not an award. You're a joke. You're a fraud. You're a tyrant. You're a danger. And you help cover up for communist China's mass murder, and it's on your filthy hands, woman. But they use women now as the corporate fronts for everything. And they do it over and over and over again. Like, you know, Mel Gibson now is going to make new movies, but it's not going to be his name on it. It's going to be his new wife's name on it. He said that. He goes, well, women now, you know, are all the directors and producers now, so I'll just have her put her name on it. That's what you do now. And it doesn't mean there aren't good female directors or producers. It's just that this is all a joke. It's all rich, ultra-rich men using women and black people as their front while they engage in all this tyranny. I'm not saying Mel Gibson's engaged in tyranny. I'm using him as an example. So here's Susan telling one whopper of a joke.
And so I've just seen the real benefits that freedom of speech has, as well as representing all people of all different backgrounds and all different perspectives, and that the freedoms we have, we really can't take for granted, that we really have to make sure that we're protecting them in every way possible. Oh. And I feel, because of my family history, a deep connection to those freedoms, and I'm very thankful for the freedoms that I have.
Absolutely, as we all should be. Now, when I started on YouTube, all I really wanted to do was just be authentic and share my story. But, of course, as I've grown, there's been more pressure to speak for others in my community. And with that comes a lot of responsibility. And I know at YouTube, you guys are always juggling responsibility at such a high level, always needing to try to balance people's right to free speech with protecting our community from content that can be harmful. So can you talk to us a little about that?
Sure. Well, first of all, we want to...
Sure. Taking speech away is how you protect people while we help keep the Uyghurs in death camps. Yes, we protect you from Alex Jones. And then we have drag queen story time that's on InfoWars.com with children at strip clubs now having men put money in their G-strings. Little boys dressed like girls with men whooping and hollering sexually. That is pedophilia. To sit there, I mean, that's... I mean, imagine putting your child on a stage, little girl, little boy, and then men hoot and holler and beg. I'm going to play more of this coming up. James O'Keefe's a little bit late off his flight. He'll be with us coming into the next hour. Look forward to that and so much more, but I'll play you the latest outrageous behavior. Imagine going to a normal topless bar, and there's little 12-year-old girls, 10-year-old girls on stage. You call the police. But, oh, little boys dressed like girls, they go, tough it up, boy. Woo! Guys, get your money out. We're bleeping this out right now because there's so much cussing and sexual stuff. But shake your ass, little boys. Up there, you're little boys dressed like girls with a bunch of men at a strip bar. Yeah! Woo! We can't stay on air without your support, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got one more day. This is the final day of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids for your immune system and more. And 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a new big special up there as well. Restocked and reloaded Alpha Power and Prostaguard back in stock.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I gotta give some time to the CEO of YouTube getting an award for free speech and how important it is for her family and what her family went through. What, did Hitler do something to her Polish ancestors or something? I don't... Look it up. I mean, she's a victim of tyranny, so she's now going to put us under tyranny? Is that what she's saying? She just said, you know, after what her ancestors went through, she really believes in free speech. What the hell does that mean? It's unbelievable. We're going to be talking about that more. James O'Keefe's on his way here right now. And we've got so much breaking news. We've got the drag queen story times taking place at strip clubs with little children basically under Stockholm syndrome, mind control. That's coming up. But I want to spend some time here talking to viewers and listeners about counting the cost. We're not bankrolled by George Soros. We're not bankrolled by the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers or Bill Gates. We're bankrolled by you. Plus, we sell products that get the word out and that make your life healthier, better, and wiser. And we've got a lot of specials we've launched over the years. But I tell you, the most popular one we've had is Vitamin Mineral Fusion discounted. And we're here again in the twilight of this big sale right now. Not much time left because we're selling out of it, but it's still available. at InfoWarsStore.com, Vitamin Mineral Fusion for 40% off. But let me tell you what else is available and we do have a good stock of. And that's just as important as Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's vitamin D3 with vitamin K for your immune system. Very strong, very organic, high-end. Winter sun. Everybody needs it, old, young, but especially the old, especially if you have darker skin and aren't getting enough sun. Vitamin D3 is beyond critical. Even Bill Maher is talking about it now. And it is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com as well. But here's what's back in stock. Alpha Power is basically the dry version of Supermel Vitality. Supermel Vitality is excellent. It's cold-pressed. It takes 3 to 4 times the herbs to do it because it's cold-pressed. They don't even boil it or cook it down to get the herbs out. It's like wine. It's never been heated. This is high-end, high-quality herbs, but it's powdered. So it's a much stronger dose, but again, per capita, not as strong. But it's apples and oranges. I have a stronger effect on it, and I lose weight on it. I get aggressive on it. I can't take it. It's so strong. If I take it, I lose 30, 40 pounds. I just can't do it. A lot of you can handle it. I can't handle it because I've already got high testosterone for my age. Most men don't. I've still got a healthy amount of testosterone, so I don't take it. But if you're having issues, I'd check it out. It is Alpha Power. It's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Prostaguard sells out all the time because women know that saw palmetto is good for their glands, not just for men's prostates, but it's been proven to be excellent for the prostate. And then it's got a bunch of key vitamins, a bunch of key minerals in it. It's got all the trace things you need basically to boost your immune system. So let me tell you about some of the things that are in there. And again, it's got the D3, it's got the zinc, it's got a whole bunch of stuff. So really what it is a multivitamin at the same time with saw palmetto. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. And Rocket Rest, the amazing sleep aid, it's way stronger than Knockout, which I take Knockout when I need it because Rocket Rest is so strong. It's different strokes for different folks. But instead of having 1 gram or 1 milligram, excuse me, of melatonin, it's got 4. And so everything that is basically in Knockout, it's got even stronger. There are 8 ingredients in Knockout. How many ingredients are in this? Now, there's a whole bunch of ingredients in this as well. They're all natural, and it's amazing. Everything known to give you deep, clean, restful sleep, it's in Rocket Rest. So be sure and check it out. Research it for yourself. It's all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the original OG documentary about the New World Order, Great Reset Takeover, made 14 years ago, even more popular today. And it is Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, sold as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. Buy one copy for $14.95 to support the broadcast. It has a 0 country code, meaning you can make copies of it on any DVD burner you want. So please share it. We're going to have to get more into this as the censorship intensifies. Have the hard copy in your library today.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number 2, and James O'Keefe is here. He's coming up with us next segment. We give him the chair, maybe right now. But first, there's an important report at band.video in the John Bound section. Very important. The COVID rollout crashes and burns. Here it is.
Mockingbird Media is clamped down tight on why Denmark's top health official, Tanya Eriksson, suddenly fainted during a press conference halting the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine during an uptick of severe side effect injuries due to blood clotting. Whether the fainting was a result of nerves or the vaccine is moot, as the public perception was once again permanently damaged. And that is where the entire public rollout of the COVID lockdown and vaccine confusion has gone, driven into a place of overwhelming suspicion, while the truth slowly seeps out, as it did when Pfizer's former vice president and chief scientist for allergy and respiratory, who retired from the pharmaceutical giant with, quote, the most senior research position, end quote, in his field, addressing the demonstrably false propaganda from governments in response to COVID-19 and the strong possibility we are dealing with a conspiracy which could lead to something far beyond the carnage experienced in the wars and massacres of the 20th century.
Government's response to emergencies is guided by, you know, the scientific group who sit together under the Strategic Advisory Group for Emergencies, or SAGE. So they should provide scientific advice to the government about what's appropriate to do. SAGE has got several fundamental things wrong, and that has led to advice that's inappropriate and not only has had horrible economic effect, but has had continuing of medical effects in that people are no longer being treated properly.
Dr. Michael Yeadon warns of the non-vaccinated becoming pariahs in an emerging digitized world, a sentiment straight from the script we are presented day in and day out.
Less than 40% of the population are susceptible. Even theoretical epidemiologists would tell you that that's too small a number to support a consolidated and growing outbreak, a community immunity, herd immunity. So SAGE says that we're not even close, and I'm telling you that the best science by the best scientists in the world, published in the top peer-reviewed journals, says they're wrong, that more than 60% of the population are now immune, and it's simply not possible to have a large and growing pandemic.
Yes, this is the question that's been flooding our Verify inbox. Does the COVID-19 vaccine cause sterilization in women? And this is why so many people have been asking that question. It's a Facebook post that's widely circulating right now, claiming a head researcher for vaccine manufacturer Pfizer is warning that the company's new COVID vaccine would cause sterilization in women. And Yeadon, along with a German doctor, did send a letter to the European Medicines Agency, asking the EMA to stop clinical trials of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. They said the vaccine might block a protein that's important in the formation of a placenta, and the doctors claim that could possibly result in vaccinated women essentially becoming infertile. Is that a real possibility? Well, 13 News reached out directly to Pfizer for answers. The company's response? Not exactly helpful. Simply stating, we are not commenting on that.
Dr. Fauci and his World Health Organization cohort's clear disregard for our God-given natural rights in favor of their vague totalitarian marching orders was on full display at a recent House Coronavirus Crisis Subcommittee.
Can you give us a specific measurement that will have to be attained, some outcome, some result that we have to reach, so that Americans know they're going to get their liberties back and be able to move on with their lives?
The more people that get vaccinated in the community, the lower the level of infection will be.
I understand. Well, give us an idea. I mean, look, you've given us thoughts on all kinds of subjects. You've opined on all kinds of issues. Give us your best guess then.
I just did.
No, you didn't. You didn't give us a time. When do you think this is going to... Are we going to be here 2 years from now wearing masks?
No,
Dr. Fauci the same question?
Well, let me answer your ranting again.
I'm not ranting.
Yes, you are.
No, here's how it works, Dr. Fauci.
Right.
I get to ask you the question. You're the highest paid official in the United States government. You've given us your advice on baseball, on dating apps, on cruise ships. You told us zero mask, one mask, two masks, now back to one mask. I'm just asking you, when is it going to end? You can say I'm ranting. I'm actually asking the question that the citizens I get the privilege of representing, and my name actually goes on a ballot. I don't think your name's ever been on a ballot. My name goes on a ballot. The citizens I represent want to know the answer to when they can get their liberties back.
You know,
you can call that ranting. I actually call it standing up for the Constitution, which I take an oath to uphold, Dr. Fauci, every year, every term that I serve in this Congress representing the folks in the 4th District of Ohio. So it is not ranting. It is defending the First Amendment.
Bye, Jerry.
You know, you're indicating liberty and freedom. I look at it as a public health measure to prevent people from dying and going to the hospital.
You don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci? They've been assaulted. Their liberties have.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing.
But
I disagree with you on that.
You think the Constitution is suspended during a virus, during a pandemic? It's certainly not. Dr. Fauci, over the last year, Americans' First Amendment rights have been completely attacked. Your right to go to church, your right to assemble, your right to petition your government, freedom of the press, freedom of speech have all been assaulted. I mean, for a year now. Americans haven't been able to go to church. Even today, when they go to church, they're limited in the size of worshipers who can meet.
You're making this a personal thing, and it isn't.
It's not a personal thing.
No, you are. That is exactly what you're doing.
No, you're right. I don't want you to answer my question. The American people want Dr. Fauci to answer the question. What does it have to be?
Expire, sir. If you need to respect the chair and shut your mouth.
The plan, like every other incompetent project the power mad conjure up, is failing miserably, which only means that they will simply continue to make it worse.
Dr. Fauci, does this look like social distancing to you that you require when you talk about 6 feet?
No.
So in these cells, as you just said, they're violating the very guidance that you tell Americans to follow. A restaurant in the United States would be shut down today if they were being run like this. Yet the federal government, the Biden administration, is running this facility. You can see all of these young children who are next to each other 6 inches apart, many without masks, by the way. Does that follow your guidance that you've issued?
No.
Well, then why would the Biden administration not go and stop this? I think one of the reasons is because President Biden and Vice President Harris won't even go see this for themselves. That's why I keep urging strongly that they go to the border.
John Bowne reporting.
I remember many years ago, the London Guardian and others report.
Thanks to you kids, we now know the virus is a hoax.
They included flu, pneumonia, and other infections to boost the numbers.
Let's find out who is really behind it all.
Like President Trump is definitely behind one of these phantoms.
Xi Jinping? Dr. Fauci?
Like, I thought doctors were supposed to help people, not scare them.
Microsoft's Bill Gates?
Not only a computer guy, he's a notorious vaccine pusher who wants to reduce the world's population.
I get it. So Bill Gates wanted to vaccinate everyone after Fauci convinced them there was a deadly disease outbreak. That's diabolical.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad. Don't worry, kids. These globalists won't get away with their pandemic hoax this time. Where they're going, they'll be locked up for a long good while in the big house. Yeah. Better than a rock round at home.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
What? Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've
got it all, and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it. Me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's The Alex Jones Show.
Wow. Well, for the next 45 minutes or so, the one, the only, James O'Keefe of Project Veritas is in studio, and he's got his amazing crew with him. We've also run into a lot of his undercovers that were like, wink, wink, we're with Veritas down at the border that has totally collapsed. And they break so many huge stories now, I can't even keep track of them all, so I got to visit Project Veritas every day. Again, thanks for joining us here. James, good to see you again in person.
Great to see you, Alex.
The great thing about you is, after all my demonization and deplatforming, you never betrayed me. You still came on the show, still supported us, didn't believe the lies and disinformation. I want to get into your latest visit with President Trump. You just won a big victory in a lawsuit with the New York Times defaming you. They're the fake news, not you. You also are filing a big suit on Twitter. You were deplatformed off there last week. But first off, I want to ask the question. You have the instinct to not run away from other patriots, other investigative journalists that get demonized by MSM. If the rest of the Republicans and patriots and nationalists did that, we would all still be standing. Instead, they let us pick. They let the system pick us off one at a time. What was your instinct over the years when you got put under major pressure, I know, to not associate with InfoWars, to say, screw you?
Well, Alex, I just want to say it's great to see you. I don't think we've met in the flesh.
And I think one time.
Maybe one time, yeah. But not in your studio in Austin, Texas. And I just want to say this has been a really important week in the history of Veritas and what we stand for. These tapes, Alex, of CNN and what this man was saying, maybe the most devastating thing we've ever done. It's the nexus between what would they would call news, although I don't call it that. Propaganda is what he calls himself, propaganda, the CNN director, and big tech. And there's only one truth. There's only one reality. And I don't cower down. I don't understand why people are so afraid. It's important we fight back. I think, to answer your question, Alex, I think a lot of people fear being disliked. They want secretly to be approved by these people. And we took the curtain off of CNN, our brave undercover people. They're revealing who they actually are.
That's it.
Are.
You're literally like Toto pulling back the curtain.
Yeah. And it's their words, not mine. I mean, Twitter took me down on Thursday for quoting people. We're just reporting what they're saying. So this is a really – I think we've crossed the Rubicon here, and I've seen an engagement, a passion, a overwhelming outpouring of support. And you've been fighting for as long as you have, 20, 30 years. I've been fighting for a decade. But it seems like people are finally starting to understand what they're up against right now. And especially –
oh, it's incredible. My deplatforming – I used to be like kind of 60% positive, 40% negative. I get like 90% positive now. I don't know what they've done or how the worm has turned, but what you're saying is true. Just as a person who's recognized. The average patriot isn't recognized, so they don't know how awake people are. But you're well recognized. Have you not seen it go from the majority positive to almost completely positive?
Almost completely positive. Even people who don't agree or who are not who are moderate, or even people who are liberal in the classical sense, will reach out to us and say, "What that guy said is wrong. It speaks to the heart." He's talking about one of these tapes. The CNN director says, "We want the COVID numbers higher on the screen for ratings because fear sells. If it bleeds, it leads." Like wishing more people would die to increase the ratings. That's not a right-wing thing or a left-wing. It's just
And the wrong. Stuff you're doing is real, and it's more powerful than any Perry Mason show. I mean, this is, like, palpable.
And it's not me opining or me bombastic on Twitter. It's me quoting him. So I think we've passed this Rubicon, and people are so fed up and fired up. And I'm announcing on your show, and this isn't exclusive. I have not. You have a copy of this is a lawsuit against Twitter. This is a lawsuit against Twitter. We are filing it today in the next few hours in New York State. And for those of you who think I'm bluffing or you think I'm doing this as a publicity stunt, Alex, we've just recently won in the last few weeks a historic motion in a defamation action against the New York Times. We're one of the few people in modern history that have gotten this far in a defamation lawsuit, and I'm not going to settle. I'm not going
to. Well, if you're anything, you don't bluff. You're the real McCoy. And so explain that to people. You can put it on screen, too. We have a copy of it in there on our computer. You've just filed suit today, but let's get to that in a minute.
Yeah, sure.
Let's talk about the big victory with a major judge saying, no, CNN, Freudian slip, the New York Times knowingly, consciously lied about you, saying you were fake news.
Yes, this is very important. We're going to get a little into the weeds here, but it's important for your audience to understand the nuances. The New York Times called me deceptive and a disinformation person. They say the same thing about you. They say that about a lot of people. We fought back. This was in October. It was a A1 news section article. So we filed a defamation action in New York court. You might be thinking, how do we get a judge that was rational? Well, the defamation was so bad that the New York Supreme Court, a justice named Charles Wood, published a 16-page order. And there you have it on your screen. This is against the New York Times, a defamation action. And the judge in New York said that it was the New York Times, Alex, that engaged in disinformation and deception by calling us. And the judge said, and there's a quote in this order where he says, they interjected their opinion in a news article, and Facebook banned our video because of this New York Times article, which was masking itself as news when it was actually opinion. This is historic, and the reason why it matters.
Explain that, because your lawyers, I talked to my lawyers about this decision. They said, no, James isn't exaggerating. This is as big as the whole Sullivan case, right?
Yes, this is the New York Times v. Sullivan in 1964 established the malice standard so they can just lie and get away with it. This decision is so big, and the reason why it's such a big deal, Alex, is because we're going to go into depositions with the New York Times reporters. That means I get to sit down, the reporter who wrote that, under oath, and I get to ask, what's in your mind? What's in your notebook? And we're going to put them in front of the hot seat under oath.
Because that's the talking point. I mean, I remember, nothing against Joe Rogan, I love him, he's a good friend of mine, but about a year ago I said, you ought to have James O'Keefe on. And he said, oh, but he's the guy that manufactures stuff. And then when that case came out, we were talking. He goes, hey, James O'Keefe, turns out they were lying about him. So this is having an effect to say you manufacture stuff with no evidence.
I mean,
they're saying you're a fraud when they're the fraud.
It's a paradox because people like that, and you know, I don't know if Joe's watching, but he's referring, or people refer to the New York Times articles, and the New York Times was just held accountable by a judge. And it's this circular sourcing they do. Well, I've heard that they're deceptive. Well, that quote, James O'Keefe is deceptive, Project Veritas is deceptive, was itself an opinion. Admittedly, the New York Times, I had to get them under oath, Alex. You got to get them under oath because they're narcissists and they can't be held accountable for anything. They never apologize. They never apologize for the lies. But when they're under oath, penalty of perjury, that's when you got them in the hot seat. We got them. We're going to go after Twitter. We're going to sue CNN. We're going to start a People's Defamation Defense Fund. So many people in this country are defamed every day, and they can't.
I mean, the New York Times just called me a white supremacist again yesterday.
Well, you should go after them. You're not a white supremacist.
No, I'm not.
You're not. And they lie about it, and they get away with it. So someone has to do something. We are that someone. In a few hours from now, this hasn't even been filed yet. This is the final draft.
So it's getting filed.
Okay. It's getting filed today.
Beautiful. Well, we're going to go to break and come back with the latest stuff that is unfolding as well. And also talk more about Twitter, because this is a big deal in the 30 seconds we have. I mean, Twitter says you created fake accounts
Yes.
with no evidence, and then banned you saying you're a fraud.
We'll get into details as soon as after the commercial break.
And again, for all the radio listeners, they all visit, but ProjectVeritas.com.
Yes, yes, ProjectVeritas.com. Veritas Tips, V-E-R-I-T-S Tips at ProtonMail.com is where the whistleblowers go.
Absolutely. And I tell whistleblowers, you can send us stuff, but just send it to him because they usually get on it better than we do. So I'm just glad that he's there. We're not in competition. We're all in this together. James O'Keefe in studio, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, and now exploding in popularity thanks to you listeners, Band.Video. We need to give you an account. I wish you'd doppelgang your material over at Band.Video. Be right back. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that was fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together. Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Challenge. First of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, the one, the only, James O'Keefe of Project Veritas is here in studio. You know, I had a chance to be in some pretty big Hollywood movies. Didn't ask to be in them, but Rick Linklater called up, put me in them. And I had a chance to hang out in Hollywood, been in a lot of big TV shows and some other films, and I really didn't like it. And I went from not really caring about Hollywood stars to just can't stand them, don't want to be around it. But when you're talking about a James O'Keefe, or back before he turned to the dark side or whatever happened to him, a Matt Drudge, or you talk about a President Trump, or you talk about people like that that have gone through the fire and really stand for something, and the globalists hate them, I admire them. And we were talking during the break about how you've never settled a lawsuit, you've never backed down, and how you learned that lesson when you pled guilty for simply exposing corruption.
Yeah, Alex, I mean, I've been through a lot in my young life. In New Orleans, I was jailed. in Louisiana. I was there trying to ask questions of Senator Landrieu, and I was incarcerated. I spent 3 years on federal probation. I stood falsely accused, and the prosecutors who came after me were disbarred. They resigned in disgrace, and I learned a valuable lesson. I'll never make that mistake again. I was personally sued for invasion of privacy for recording an Acorn employee in 2009. That was a personal litigation. But Project Veritas has never settled a lawsuit. I went all the way to a jury verdict. Hillary Clinton campaign and some of their folks sued me all the way to a jury verdict, and I won. And I learned a valuable lesson that the only people who can defeat us is ourselves. What we stand for with this, CNN, Twitter, it's greater than us personally. It's about fundamental principles.
I was just about to say that. I'm going to interrupt because it's so true. It'll be midnight. I'm exhausted on the road. I eat too much, drink too much, and I'm feeling depressed, which I don't feel a lot. I feel weak, and I go, I'm fighting with James O'Keefe and President Trump and, you know, Roger Stone and so many others who are strong. And I literally feel strength knowing you're there. And it's bigger than me. It's about all of us, our ancestors. I was just thinking that when you said.
Well, I got contacted on, you know, we get thousands of messages a day, Instagram, email. And one person messaged me, and it was really poignant. The person said, I was defamed by, I think it was PBS News. And I sued them, but I have a job and I have kids and I can't go through all this litigation. But you can, she said. And I'm living vicariously through your battles because every day in this country, people get lied about.
And run over.
Every day, innocent people, not just public figures like me, innocent people by the New York Times. That's why I got started. I read the New York Times in college and I was disgusted by it. And everyone's like, what can I do? And this is what it's all about. The most trusted name in news, as they call themselves, is partnering with the most powerful companies in the world. The algorithms prefer their news, if you want to call it that. And we're fighting back. And I'm telling you, Alex, we're winning. The only way we can lose is if we don't stop fighting. And that's what the problem with, if you want to call them conservatives, I don't even consider myself that. The problem with this movement of like the conservative or the Republican
Party. They want approval from our enemies in the system that will never give them approval. The only way to change things is to not give a damn what they think.
I'm glad you said that. I say it in a similar but different way. I say the moment you stop caring about what they think about you is the moment that you are truly free. And even people that claim to be my ally, well, I might get my Twitter account banned. Why do you care? Tell the truth. There is only one.
And that's
truth.
How they get us all. If they're always picking people off, then no one stands up for them, hoping that they're the last to get picked.
There's only one truth. And there's only one reality. So stop caring about your book being reviewed by the New York Times. Stop caring that if you embed the thing of the guy saying they're a fraud, that you might lose your Twitter account. Do the right thing, and the right things will happen.
Well, that's right. They didn't take your Twitter account because you were wrong. They took it because
I was right.
Because, I mean, they're scared. This is CNN. You know Jeff Zucker called them. You know he called the head CEO. And they're like, you got to get this off. This is coffin nails. It shows premeditated fraud in the election. Tell them about the three parts briefly.
But this is important to play over and over again. These are a three-part series. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday last week, CNN director admits to, quote, propaganda, quote, we're trying to help paint Biden as a young geriatric with aviator shades, quote, our focus was to get Trump out of office, quote, our network is engaged in propaganda because fear sells and we don't say the quiet part out loud usually. And my point is, why wouldn't you say the quiet part out loud? Why lie about what your intentions are? If you want to be a network that is part of the Biden administration, then just say so. You have a First Amendment right to be part of a political campaign, but don't pretend that you're the most trusted name in news. And Twitter banned me for quoting this man. I mean, think of the implications for being banned for quoting someone. That is so anathema to what our country stands for, what the Declaration of Independence says, to what the Constitution says. And that's why I say that we can't lose as long as we don't compromise on our principles. And so many people do. And I'm telling you right here, right now, usually, Alex, in a motion to dismiss, once you get past motion to dismiss a defamation lawsuit, they'll offer you money. They offer Nick Sandman. Remember the young man that was defamed by the Washington Post? He had the hat. He settled. I say, why did you settle? You can go all the way, if you're on offense, get discovery. So I'm
talking they knew he was innocent. They knew those guys were screaming racial epithets, even at black people. They knew he came over and got in his face, but they decided to lie.
They decided to lie. And they
called him a white supremacist.
Nick Sandman, and I'll tell you what. If the New York Times offers me $10 million, I'll tell them to go to hell. Because there's no amount of money that's going to make me settle this case. You cannot buy me. I am not for sale. I have been jailed. I have been sued. I have been through a crucible. And what I've learned is, as long as you don't stop fighting, you will never lose. As long as you don't stop standing up for truth. And I can tell you, as a result of these CNN exposés, and we should play some of the clips, I've had people within news networks come to me, say, hey, give me one of those little hidden cameras. I want to blow the whistle. I think there's a movement budding in this country.
Let's talk about when is the dam collapse? It's already broken. There's already huge holes in it. Their system's in crisis. They've doubled down with manipulation, with fraud, with gaslighting. And we're live right now in post. We will add all three of the little promo clips to this, but we're going to play some when we come back. But having you here is, you know, just as important as the pieces, because people get an insight into this. But that's the key thing you just said of everything. As we reach critical mass, as I go to the border, most of the Border Patrol wants to talk to us. It's whistleblowers galore. They're just looking for venues to do it, which, again, shows there's not enough people doing what you're doing. People need to support Project Veritas, support us. But also, they have to go out and do it yourself. You started doing this 10 years ago. I mean, folks, this is so critical mass. The moment where there's so much whistleblowing, so much coming out, what happens?
I think, Alex, that if we haven't reached the tipping point, we are about to, because I have these federal agents just like you on the border here in Donna, McAllen, Texas, and they come to me and they say, James, there's nowhere else for me to go. I trust you because you have not settled the litigation. I trust you because you do fight back. And there's so many people like this that come to us now. And I have an obligation to fight on their behalf. I'll sue people on your behalf. Have you been defamed by the media? It's time for us to start suing. And there's this fear. And I say, what are you afraid of? Stop being afraid of them. They're afraid of us. Okay? I can tell you right now, you know who's afraid of us right now? The executive editor of the New York Times. Because never in his life has he been under oath on videotape. That's what they fear. And they've lied for too long. And I'm telling you, I'm not bluffing. I'm not kidding. This is all going to happen.
Well, I mean, I've seen you win case after case after case after case. So God's definitely with you.
And I'll tell you one more thing. Twitter this week, we were in the number two trending thing on Twitter, Alex. That's in the trending section. And I told my team on Monday, I said, guys, our number one goal this week is to be top trending on Twitter. And they said, and people said, you're crazy, James. I mean, you're not going to get trending on Twitter. They ban you. They shadow ban you. I said, content is king. If the content is strong.
If all of you talk about his content, if all of you push it, you'll be number one.
You'll be number one. And I'm not, it's not about.
It's about overriding the censors.
It's about.
So let's make Project Veritas number one, James O'Keefe number two, CNN Exposé number three, and Infowars.com number four.
Yeah, because it's about earning their turf. It's about making them cover.
They want to silence us. They want to lie about us. It's about fighting back.
And Project Veritas was banned on Twitter, Alex, a month ago. And yet Project Veritas was trending as a result of these exposés.
And then you just got banned last week.
And Jack Dorsey, you know, Jack Dorsey in concert with Jeff Zucker at CNN. And that's the unholy alliance, the oligarchy, banned us as a result of
this. That's the cartel. And that's key. So first they ban Veritas, then they ban you. It's all a message that you didn't back down. Stay with us.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, God, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey,
Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country. I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind. I'm Alex Jones. James O'Keefe's here with us for two more segments, and Roger Stone's got big breaking news popping in, and the constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes as well. And then we've got Max Keiser on China. The Chinese communist government has now gone all in on Bitcoin. That's a big deal. That'll be a little bit of the fourth hour with myself and Max and then Gerald Salente. But I was here with James saying, this is great to have you here in person. I only shook your hand, I think, once at the RNC, the DNC. Sometime we shook hands in a crowded room, but I feel like I know you, having you on the show for 10 years. But I said, what's victory? How do we win? How do we leverage this tipping point? And you said a key term. So we say a lot of important stuff here, but we talk fast. Highlight what you're about to hear. This, what he's saying, is Excalibur.
What I'm saying is distribution by proxy. And I want you to think existentially for a minute. If I'm on Telegram, and I go on whatever app will have me, and now we're growing. If I embed those clips of these people talking, saying the fraud, and all of you were to upload those to your Twitter account, because some of you say, I want to leave Twitter. Well, why? You could upload the clips to Twitter. Distribution by
proxy. Yeah, don't leave.
Proxy.
Bomb them with the truth till they ban you.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to ban 10,000 people? Let them. Let Jack Dorsey.
No, they won't. They won't. So they explain that term again.
It's distribution by proxy.
I've never used that term. I just say, you are the resistance. Take all our stuff, share it, cut it up, put it out everywhere. Folks.
Same difference. You guys are so loyal and you're so faithful to what you believe in and the truth. Upload the clips yourself to Twitter. And they won't be able to ban you. It's like Cloward Piven in reverse.
And let's explain this. Take your time on this because this gets me excited. The listeners are so humble and so loyal. They're like, I get emails every 5 minutes. Is it okay if I put a clip of you out because it only lets me do 2 minutes? Alex, is it all right if I put InfoWars on my barn? Do it. Don't wait. It's free to air. He's saying the same thing.
Imagine, I want you to think big. Imagine if, let's say, 250,000 people do this. 250,000 people upload this bit of
most talk show hosts exaggerate their listenership. We conservatively on AM and FM stations have 1 million listeners right now.
Okay, we'll order half of those people, 500,000 people, upload the bit to Twitter of Brian Stelter being confronted, which I think we'll play in a minute. And he's just pathetic, and he's saying, I feel sorry and for you. And imagine if you all uploaded that on Twitter and tagged him. You guys would create a truthful revolution. What's stopping you from doing that? Nothing. Literally, you have your phone in your possession. You go to our Telegram page, download the clip, and do it right now. Have Eric upload it right now. I mean, that's
and
what
he is the guy,
do.
And he is the guy that polices everybody. When he talks about you, you get banned.
Yeah, I mean, they have a cone of silence at CNN, like the Soviets did.
By the way, he put that picture out himself. What kind of disconnect does he have to put a photo like that?
Well, I don't know if you – I know he's not the most telegenic of individuals. But if you have the clip of him being confronted by our reporter, he's in the basement of the building, and he calls the maintenance worker on us. They're cowardly. There he is. Cowards. And we confront him, and he says, I feel sorry for you guys. I was like, we're not the ones –
And did you see that disdainful, hateful look? Because you guys are real journalists.
All of you upload this to your Twitter accounts and tag Brian Stelter and say, we demand answers.
And by the way, we're not bullying Stelter. He and the others at CNN command the censorship system of us.
CNN confronts people all the time on their lawns and front lawns.
He says, I feel sorry for you, like you should be ashamed. I love how the left always says they shame us. Shame on you, you shameful creature.
Well, they don't have shame. They don't have, again, they're narcissists. They don't take responsibility for anything. But I think that's what, this distribution by proxy, if you don't remember anything that I say today, please do this. Do not be afraid. Do not ask for permission.
That's right. So the headline is James O'Keefe visits Alex Jones with the message of distribution by proxy will save the world.
We'll save the truth, because there is only one truth, and it's Telegram. You can download the little 30-second bit. My colleague is standing here. He's about to upload it, Eric, right now. And you all can tweet this out and trend on their turf.
That's right. And pull up our Telegram. I'm bad about not promoting Telegram. We barely promote it. Everybody should join us at Telegram. After I get kicked off Twitter, I don't even promote any social medias, but I like Telegram. Put up the InfoWars, the Alex Jones Telegram. We will re-telegram what they're saying and then grab our telegrams and tweet those as well. Hit them 1,000 different ways on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Download this interview. Cut it up. Put it out on YouTube. Get it up.
I'll put the judge's soundbite from this New York State judge on Telegram, and you can share that. There is only one truth, and you can share and distribute and circulate it, and they won't be able to ban it. Yes, they can ban you off this platform. Another platform will come up, and we'll keep overwhelming it, and that's what's going to happen. That's what must happen for us to be victorious.
No, you're right. You're smart. There's so many fan accounts on InfoWars. That's not the one with 902. I think we got like 300,000 and 200,000 on there. But, yeah, folks, go to whatever our Telegram is. I should be involved in all this. I should be using it. But you're absolutely right. And, again, distribution by proxy.
Yeah.
They can ban an individual from something, but they can't ban you from carrying the ball.
They can't ban the truth. And that's why this is the Rubicon they crossed, because I didn't opine. I didn't offer my opinion, Alex. It was the director of CNN saying what he said that they banned. So they banned something so fundamental to who we are as Americans. It's a principle. I know that two principles right now are under threat, particularly equal justice under the law. But they can't defeat a principle as long as we don't back down from that principle. That's what I've learned in my life, being jailed and sued and attacked and defamed, is that they actually can't defeat me as long as I don't compromise on what I believe in. Because I'm quoting the guy. It wasn't me saying CNN's propaganda. It was CNN saying CNN's propaganda. Alex, distribution by proxy is where it's at.
Absolutely. So listeners are always asking, oh, Alex, you're so great. Veritas is so great. What do we do?
I just gave you something.
Trump has been cut off everywhere. How does he get out now when he goes to a Republican event or a wedding and it gets 5 million views? Somebody with a camera shoots it. That's distribution by proxy.
Right.
He's not allowed to have a Twitter or a Facebook but you are, so use it. You've got email and you've got text messages. You shoot a video, share it with friends and family that have big Facebooks and have big Twitters. I go out to any event, the border, a political event. I have no accounts and we'll end up all over hundreds of things, sometimes with 10 million views, 5 million views, but it doesn't matter whether it's 10,000 or whatever. The truth is getting out.
But it's not enough. It's not enough. They're doing it. They're doing it. And you said it yourself. Some people are like, well, timid, should I do it, Alex? Am I allowed to upload your clip? You're like, sure. I mean, do it more. Do it tenfold. I saw Trump at the Mar-a-Lago after this New York Times.
I was about to ask my next question.
And he, you know, he was in good spirits. He was very, you were not allowed to bring phones into his office, but when he saw the New York Times victory, he said, bring your phone in. And he filmed a video with us.
Well, that means he trusts you. Yeah.
Yeah. And he said, let's film a video on this New York Times victory because I want you to go all the way on this New York Times defamation action. So Trump and I talked about this. This New York Times lawsuit is a big deal. And I think there's the fact that, Alex, that CNN has not uttered a word except Ryan Stelter saying he feels sorry for me or sorry for us. They haven't uttered a word means they can't defend what this guy.
Well, they're
did.
Such liars. That means I admire you. I wish I was real. I wish I wasn't propped up. I wish I had viewers. I mean, Stelter has 200,000 viewers. I mean, that's not even a dead cat bounce. He's a joke.
He is, but the issue, Alex, is that they partner with the tech companies. So the Twitter
and the big tech force feeds.
And though tech has all the power, CNN has no power, but tech has the power, and they leverage the content via their algorithms.
But you notice that almost all the comments hate them. That's why they're even getting rid of comments on CNN pages and Joe Biden pages, and they're getting rid of the dislike button.
Your motto is InfoWars, and I can tell you that this week I've had people who don't agree with me say those CNN tapes changed my mind. It was wrong for them to promote the COVID deaths and want more people to die, so the ratings go up. That's universally disgusting to even people who don't agree with you. That is an info war. That is information that can change hearts and minds. And that's why Zucker has basically given this cone of silence and told his staff, don't say a word about O'Keefe this week. They can't defend what we've exposed. So I'm going to sue them. I'm going to sue Anna Cabrera for defamation. She said I was banned from Twitter for disinformation, which is untrue. She said Project Veritas was banned from Twitter for disinformation. That's a defamatory statement. And I'll put Stelter and if I can, and certainly Anna Cabrera under oath in a hot seat. And I'll say, what are you guys doing? And you know what I think they'll do, Alex? I think they'll throw each other under the bus.
How bad has it hurt CNN, who almost has no viewers already, all your exposés? I mean, these are devastating.
I think
if my listeners saw one video of me saying I lie to people and screw them and corrupt, that they'd be dumb. I don't talk
like that. And I know you because we talk offline. And one of the things I respect about you, and I am your friend, is that you are the same person off camera as you are on camera. You're an authentic person. You believe in what you do. These people, I mean, sick, twisted, narcissistic garbage. He's saying, I know it's wrong. I lie to people. I propagate. You would never say that. I mean, this is crazy. So I respect you because you're real. You're not phony.
But our brains don't even work. We're not even. I'm not perfect. I mean, I get mad. I do things. But I don't sit there and like scheme how to screw people over.
You don't want to deceive your audience. And this and there are laws in this country.
Oh, and that's why they say you deceive everybody and
because,
I deceive.
Because they're masters of projection.
Yes.
Because they project onto us and it's a psychological thing. I've read a couple textbooks on psychology.
Stay there. Back in 2 minutes. Final segment, James O'Keefe. You better come back soon. We'll be right back with hour number three.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Come
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got
James O'Keefe's here, and he's talking about distribution by proxy. And to show my ignorance, I follow a lot of what he does, but I never heard of that term. That's what you do. That's what our audience does. And if we got more of you to do it, it would be game over for the New World Order. So, again, we could cover so many things. Once we take this live show and put it up to band.video, everybody should share it. We're going to add all the little intros to those right. three CNN reports. We're going to add all the Brian Stelter that you wanted to play. We don't have time because we've got James O'Keefe right. here. We want to do that with you. But let's just keep hammering distribution by proxy. Distribution by proxy. Did I say distribution by proxy?
Yeah. Download Telegram. It's an app. It's a little freer than a lot of the other apps. Who knows if that'll get banned. But you can just go to the Telegram, James O'Keefe page, Project Veritas, and download the clip of Brian Stelter and upload it. I've had audience say, am I allowed to share your video? I mean, of course you're allowed. Let's empower.
Well, that's where conservatives are so nice and so property-based and so respectful. You better share it. You better take everything.
Yeah,
you better
exactly.
take this interview about distribution by proxy. I want to see distribution by proxy. You guys are smart. Edit this hour down however you want. Put out little 2-minute, 17-second
right.
clips everywhere. Distribution by proxy! In fact, I want hashtag distribution by proxy!
Empowerment. Empowerment.
Woo!
See, CNN's going to attack me for this, but good.
How dare you try to empower people?
Let them. Let them.
Keep
let
those dirty Americans' mouths shut.
The audience needs to be empowered. I just want to say it in a different way so you understand what I'm saying. You don't have to ask me permission. Cut the thing down and distribute it because you will trend on Twitter. And Project Veritas will never be defeated. Project Veritas is truth. Dean Baquet, not the truth. Dean Baquet is the executive editor of the New York Times. CNN, not the truth. That's why Project Veritas cannot be defeated. As long as you guys don't ask permission to share this stuff, you know, so I want you to, here's an action item. What can I do, James O'Keefe? Go to Telegram if you don't have it, download it. We'll upload the clip. We've got more bombshell reports coming out this week, and you upload it into your Twitter. Jack Dorsey can't ban all of you, and if he does, that would be an extraordinary series of events that will just draw more attention to what we're doing, Alex.
In the old days, before they changed their algorithm, we could do something called Google bombs where I would say a term, all our listeners would search it, and we'd go to number one. We should start every month or so doing a Twitter bomb, a Facebook bomb, but Twitter is really the one to go after. And we can exactly upload some clips or
right.
certain topics, and then we can, if the listeners do it, we'll be number one.
Are you going to ban your whole audience? That reminds me of the Ron Paul money bombs from 2008. You know, 250,000 people upload the bombshell clip. It goes viral. They're going to have to ban all the clips of the people talking when we get federal judges on tape taking bribes and exposing this corruption that Project Veritas does so well. They can't ban all of you. You just need to have the courage to share the videos because you're still out there. Veritas banned on Twitter, but we got a lot of people who aren't.
You've only begun to fight, as John Paul Jones said.
We're just getting started, Alex. I mean,
well, I'm not glad the Texas borders collapsed, but I'm glad to have you around Texas more.
Yeah,
you guys are really kicking ass.
Yeah, we have a lot of federal whistleblowers on the border. We're just getting started. We got whistleblowers coming to us every day, and we're just getting started. And they do fear us. They fear us a lot more than we fear them. Because I don't really care what they think about me. And I want to say this again because this is the other thing I want to emphasize on your show. The moment you stop caring about what the New York Times and Jack Dorsey thinks about you, is the moment you are able to tell the truth, the moment that you're free. And I still think there's a lot of people that still filter. Yeah.
We're losing the country and the world because of the self-censorship, folks. The only thing you have to lose is your chains, to use a Lenin quote, but I mean for real, because it's the leftist chains going on. And I'm glad you came here with a mission. I'm glad you came here with this term. Tell them one more time.
Distribution by proxy, download Telegram, download the 30-second to 50-second clips, and upload them everywhere. Nobody can stop you.
And I've not promoted our Telegram, so it's only got a 10,000 here, 50,000 there, but we should be on that. We are. We're going to be on that more, too, putting clips up. That's a great idea, because I have a section of hot clips on Bandai Video for folks to go grab, but it's better to do it on the freer social media. I hope Frank, his new system... I know Lindell just launched that today.
Yeah, sure. I support all the platforms. Andrew Breitbart once said, cannibalize the content. I don't care. Upload it everywhere. Parler, Twitter, that one, Frank's, MyPillow,
do it all.
Listen,
your message is pure victory. Truth is victory. Veritas is victory. And resistance is victory. James O'Keefe, thank you, brother.
Thanks, Alan.
Powerful. We'll be right back with Roger Stone.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the info war.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Just months after hiring former Biden transition official Andrew Lorenzen Strait, Texas nonprofit Family Endeavors won a no-bid contract for as much as $530 million to provide care for the migrant children arriving at the U.S. border. Former ICE official and the country's first national migrant public advocate, Lorenzen Strait worked for Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, LIRS, where he oversaw a national network of foster care for unaccompanied immigrant children, which seems to be exactly what he is doing for Endeavor through the McAllen Respite Center, where thousands of unaccompanied illegal immigrant minors are being shipped off to cities across America each week to live with whoever signed up on their website. Family Endeavors confirmed this. They said the work is a continuation of services we have delivered to the migrant population since 2012. Family Endeavors recently hired Basil Moosley as their deputy director for migrant services, who formerly worked for SARC, the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, who partnered with the United Nations and open border NGOs in the evacuation of Syrian refugees into Europe. It seems the endless pipeline of immigrants coming into the U.S. through McAllen, Texas, are coming in as refugees. And the amount of refugees we take in is decided by our senile puppet president, our corrupt Congress, and globalist government agencies, who all seem to now be aligned with the United Nations. And according to the United Nations Replacement Migration Program, the U.S. should have 593 million. So don't expect anything to be done about the endless import of these so-called refugees, all coming in to receive years of taxpayer dollars from our broken welfare system. It's all part of the plan to destroy the national sovereignty of Western nations. And if you still have a survival instinct that causes you to question this, then you are labeled a heartless right-wing bigot. There is no more common sense. Americans, along with the rest of the modern Western world, are being conquered by way of name-calling. And tragically, it's working. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Rees.
And say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, listen, I just told the story earlier.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
A little late getting into this segment. I appreciate Roger Stone being with us. We hear that powerful Greg Rees report. They didn't put in the Greg Rees section. That's in the border crisis section of Bandai videos. I hope you share it. It is coffin nails to the globalists claiming that the borders are open for humanitarian purposes. But I wanted to get Roger on. I appreciate the embattled former president's consigliere coming on with us. I woke up, I guess, Saturday morning to learn that, major Justice Department lawsuit for millions of secret tax slush funds. And, of course, I know all about Roger's background history. None of that's true. So I thought we'd get him on to respond to it, but also talk about the fact this is what it's like to be in the crucible. And I'm just talking to Roger last night. I said, we got to come on top of this, how thankful he is for the listeners and viewers and his fans that have kept him even alive, able to even have a small apartment. So same thing with Project Veritas, the funding you're giving him, the funding you fund us. You are our boosters. You are our backers. And I'm under major attack. O'Keefe's under major attack. Roger's under major attack. But what we've got is the fighting spirit. And sometimes when I feel tired or exhausted or bummed out, which isn't often, but it happens, I think of Roger Stone. I think of President Trump. I think of, the MyPillow guy. I think of all these fighters that have gone through hell. And I am so honored to be amongst these fighters and to be demonized by the globalists. So, Roger, thanks for joining us. I know your wife's probably not happy about a whole new giant lie, a whole new giant attack. But, my God, you certainly are known by your enemies, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that, Alex. Look, this is driven by the hysteria of the left. I mean, there's just lunatic brain for my blood that dominates Twitter. These people are angry that President Trump had the courage and the wisdom to recognize the epic corruption and political motivation of the charges that were brought against me. He recognized that it was a railroading to a death sentence. And by the hand of God, he stepped in and saved my life. These people despise me because I oppose them and I have challenged them and I have beaten them. And publicly, I question them. They hate that the most. So this is witch hunt 3.0. First, it was the Russian collusion hoax. Then I had to bear hundreds of stories saying, man seen with Roger Stone arrested in January 6th insurrection. And an entire coordinated campaign of guilt by association and innuendo with ABC News.
And it's like barking hounds, hundreds of thousands of tweets a day saying arrest Jones, arrest Stone, put them in prison, take their families. I mean, and it doesn't even scare us. It makes us feel sorry that there are these armies of un-American scum, Roger.
Well, but it's important for people analytically to understand how this works. As soon as any notion, for example, despite there is no evidence to it, Roger Stone should be charged in the January 6th unlawful acts, which I categorically deny knowing anything about or approving of. But it's flung out there. Now, suddenly, they will ride that despite the fact that it's baseless. But once it reaches critical mass on Twitter, the newsrooms at the New York Times and the Washington Post, where the New York Times has 2,000 reporters working, and where only 20% of their output is going on the New York Times, in the newspaper, where another 80% are going online. This is also true at the Washington Post. Both, by the way, extremely profitable digital operations. But once they get their marching orders from Twitter, they want to prove, they want the approval of the rabble. They're attuned to the demands of the rabble. And these people are just like those in the French Revolution. Off with his head. Mancini with Roger Stone, off with his head.
You know, Roger, what's crazy is I've been around these New York Times writers. They are frothing with hatred of me. I've seen some of them hate you as well. They even believe their BS. They're like mentally ill. What happened to these people?
Well, Alex, I saw that they had a new story up about you, but unfortunately I wasn't able to read it because I refused to pay for a subscription, and their stories are behind a paywall. I'm not paying these sumbitches. So if somebody who has a subscription wants to cut and paste it into an email and send it to me, I'll be happy to read it, but I'm not paying for it.
I read it. It's all a bunch of crap.
But this is the third attempt to take me down. Let's be very clear. I had a very large tax debt has been a matter of public record for years. In fact, if you go not long ago, a lien against me and my wife for over $1 million that was filed in Miami-Dade County, where we do not live, was canceled. And then all the media jumped to a Trump IRS cancels $1 million tax debt for Stone. Of course, none of them pointed that it was refiled the very same day in the county that I do live in, Broward. So I've gotten no favors. But I have been paying down this tax debt on a payment plan for over 3 years.
Sure, so it's a cheap headline to hurt you further. And people say, okay, well, yeah, that's a war. Stay there. We got to go to break. Stay there. We'll go right back, Roger. Stay there.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
So many people say to me, Alex, please stop being so negative. Well, for me, admitting I've gotten a rotten tooth and going in a root canal is not negative. It hurts. It stinks. It's got pus coming out of it. I go to the doctor. They fix it. That's not negative. I'm not living in denial. And so think of globalism as being hidden as an infection that we didn't feel yet, but now it's come to the surface. That's actually a positive thing. And so, yeah, Trump did overall a great job. They stole the election. We can't get down about that. We have forced them out in the open. So now they're trying to suppress us because they know they've been exposed. They're scared. That's why, instead of saying, oh, we're a bunch of losers, look what happened. No, we're a bunch of winners. They're trying to suppress us. Let our light of truth shine and tell everybody what's happening. Your own website, your own show, my show, other articles, other videos. Just keep sharing however you can and realize we're in an information war. We're going to win this together, and the fight starts at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones.
We are go.
Coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, final segment with Roger Stone ahead of Robert Barnes joining us to respond to Nancy Pelosi giving a pass to Maxine Waters calling for open insurrection war. and what the Democrats are planning to burn down this country to take over the police departments. We'll explain that next segment. But this is like a sci-fi nightmare. I couldn't have imagined her in like a space helmet out there and just all the fear and all the lies. Going back to Roger Stone, you got cut off by that hard break. What were you trying to say, my friend?
Well, Alex, the way that the media hyped this, I was walking into an event for Trumparilla in Tampa, Florida, in Ybor City. Had 100 charged up fans. I was going to speak about our epic and ongoing fight for liberty. And when my lawyer tried to get through to me a couple times and told me the news that the Justice Department had filed a civil suit against me claiming that I owed $2 million in taxes. That I owe a huge amount of taxes is not a secret. It's a matter of public record. I have been paying it down for 3 years on a monthly basis with an escalating size in each monthly payment until such time that the deep state investigation of me and my legal defense sucked me dry. And I had no more money to pay them with, nor to do anything else, including, drive a car, which I don't own. So we lost our home, our savings, most of our insurance. The idea that we were hoarding or hiding or funneling money is categorically false. It is a complete misrepresentation of what has been done regarding our taxes.
It's fine for Hunter to get billions from the Ukrainians and the communist Chinese and admit his laptop's real, and it's fine to kill the Keystone Pipeline and smuggle kids in by the hundreds of thousands, and it's fine to give them to sex predators, but you're bad from a 15-year-old tax debt you've been paying down the last 3 years. Yes, you're. I mean, it's disgusting.
Well, and it's not only that, but we were in good faith negotiations with the IRS, which suddenly their side went dark the day after Joe Biden became president. How about that?
So we know Obama used the IRS 1,000 times worse than – hell, Nixon just had a list of, what, 100-something people he was thinking about harassing. Obama harassed millions of conservatives, thousands of nonprofits with the IRS, and MSNBC said, good, you deserve it. We hope you're all arrested. They admit to doing what they claim Nixon did.
It's absolutely true. But, I mean, Alex, it is just – this is – Witch Hunt 3.0. First was the Russian collusion hoax. Then the January 6th hoax as far as you and I and a number of others. Know nothing about it. Don't approve of it. Denounced it immediately. Stupid. And then now I have to contend with this. It's legal harassment. It is once again the weaponizing of the Justice Department. And I'm being held to a different standard. This is the most important point, which is, why is Hunter Biden owe millions of dollars? Why has he just moved into a $2.5 million home that rents for $25,000 a month? Why does the Reverend Al Sharpton owe $8 million? $8 million? Why is he not being civilly sued by the Justice Department at a minimum? Reverend Al is a hell of a dresser, but somebody's paying for those suits. So the truth of this is that we're on the verge of bankruptcy, and I've got to go out and raise the money to fight this. So once again, I need to go to the ramparts and ask people to go to stonedefensefund.com, stonedefensefund.com. Someone in your control room has a graphic of that. There you go. But that's from the website, which is not what we want to show, of course. But in any event, I am only here, as you are, Alex, because of the millions and millions of Americans who back us up. They back InfoWars by buying our great products. I loved BrainForce, still do, still use the stuff. Secondarily, more than 85,000 Americans who gave to my legal defense fund at stonedefensefund.com or gave to the Stone Family Fund, because the law is very clear on what you can spend defense fund money on and what you cannot. We have survived through the kindness of Christians, for the brotherhood of our fellow patriots who stepped up when we were exhausted and worn out. So please go to stonedefensefund.com. I got to go back to where I was again and fight a third time for my life.
And by the way, Roger, you didn't ask to come on my show and do this today. I called you last night. Because I know your finances. I've seen what goes on. I know the facts. I know your lawyers. I know, and you're happy to do it. You live in a small apartment, don't even have a car, literally don't have $50 in your wallet. You go around and give speeches, a few a month for $10,000 here, $10,000 there. with your ongoing legal fees, you don't have it. I mean, I know that they're moving me in the position you're in. They have the New York Times article, has spies and moles. They know that I've mortgaged my house. They know I'm selling my house because I don't trust banks. I put a little backup money in there. I always said I had a big house, you know, with the audience because I had to sell it to fund things. That won't fund us long. But that's a badge of honor for me. Our forefathers lost everything they had to found this country. So I don't measure myself by how much money I've got. I measure myself by doing the right thing and being effective against the enemy. But I have to tell the listeners, we're on air because of your word of mouth. We're on air because of you sharing the articles, the videos, the clips. This distribution by proxy that James O'Keefe talked about. That's what it is. So people thank us. That's why I go, do not thank me, listeners. I know you're the same, Roger. When a woman runs up or a man, oh, we love you, Roger. Thank you so much. You learn there's somebody that bought your T-shirt or a book. You get tears in your eyes, say thank you. It's like we're on a life raft in the ocean, and it's thanking us for us being on it. I'm just telling the listeners, it's ass backwards. Thank you, listeners. Thank you. They're trying to destroy me. I'm watching them eat Roger right in front of me, and I've already got one leg in the damn thing's mouth. So you supporting us pulls us out of its mouth.
Amen. I couldn't have said it better myself. Look, the government has unlimited legal resources. There were 600 lawyers working on my case for Mueller. And in the end, they were forced to admit when they had to unveil their secret redacted final report, the long hidden truth was the whole thing was a hoax. They had no evidence against me regarding Russia or the WikiLeaks.
But they don't care. They want to fabricate it to get a fake jury to destroy us.
That is absolutely
true. Let me ask
true.
You this. You wish Biden well because he's the fake president, and we wish he wasn't so senile. What's going to happen with him now that everybody admits he doesn't even know who he is and he's starting wars with Russia? A minute and a half left. What's going to happen to Biden?
Well, I mean, I think we have to see if the issue reaches critical mass. I think he's non-compos mentis. It appears that way. I'm not a doctor, but at some point you wonder
clearly,
if they
like
don't.
Trump said, watch out for the 25th Amendment on Biden. He was right.
Well, it's possible. And then I think you'd have a bloodbath within the administration under a President Harris. We can talk about that next time I'm on.
Yeah, let's get you on about a deep dive on Harris, which I know you've done. Let's get you up sometime this week, Roger. Pick the time. Roger Stone, God bless you.
Well, plus, Alex, I'm putting some great stuff at Band TV, some band videos there you're going to want to check out because I love that format. So
that's
go
right.
There.
We finally getting Roger a little bit of equipment because the Fed's got his other equipment and broke it all. He's going to be posting daily reports and interviews at Band. He's already put a few up there in the new Roger Stone section. Thank you, Roger.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. And listeners, I don't want to sit here and whine to you, but seriously, we're all Roger Stone. We're all James O'Keefe. We're all President Trump. People told me, they go, you should just betray Trump and stop promoting him. They'll leave you alone. And what, betray myself next? Trump did a great job fighting the globalists, exposing him. That's why they hated him. Was he perfect? Hell no. Now you see what you get with Joe Biden. All right, we've got Robert Barnes on this huge show trial they're running and why they're running it on the other side and how to stop nationwide race war. Couldn't be more important. The stakes couldn't be higher. Stay with us.
I'm not going to sit here and waste your time or my time and rattle off the successes InfoWars has had. If you're paying attention, you know what we've done together. But I'll tell you this. The technocrats are really upping their game, and they are trying to destroy all independent forms of media. They're trying to shutter and silence human resistance. So now is the time to understand that everything we've talked about has been proven accurate. Everything you warned your friends and family about has turned out to be true. So it's now that your credibility's way up. The power structure's going to silence those of us that they can. But it's up to all of us to not let them silence any of us. We have the power. But the sun is setting on humanity and setting on free speech. We have to make sure that we fight hard right now to make sure that long, dark night doesn't come. So be the polar bears you are.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. Robert Barnes did a really splendid job last night hosting the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. I watched about an hour and a half of it. He knocked it out of the park, and I really wanted to get him back on this show because some people tune in to the weekday show that don't tune into the Sunday night show. People ask, well, why do you do a Sunday night show? It's got about half the audience at daytime weekday shows. Because you set the precedent Sunday, and it's very influential throughout the week. So the Sunday show has a big audience, not as big as this one, but it's very, 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 very important. I appreciate Barnes coming on and doing that. We'll talk to him in a moment about what we're facing here, because he's got it, I've got it, Tucker Carlson's got it. We want you to get it. We know you got it. We need your police chiefs to get it. Instead of police chiefs bowing down whenever an officer does something in question and they do something bad, they should be prosecuted, you've got to always point out it's Soros and the globalists trying to bring in federal control of policing and DAs and county attorneys and attorney generals in the states, to where the media will leave you alone if it's a wrongful shooting, if it's a Democrat-controlled area, and the police are doing their political enforcement the left wants. This is their model. They admit this. So the police aren't perfect, and we don't defend them when they're not perfect. Robert Barnes, a lawyer, he sued the police a bunch and won when they're wrong. A lot of times jail guards are particularly bad. But this is something much, much bigger. It's a takeover, and they really want to burn the country down. Maxine Waters, the rest of it, we'll talk to him in just a moment. But first, you know, you heard Roger Stone, they're persecuting him, and he's a symbol they want to take down. Well, InfoWars is a symbol they want to take down just as bad, probably worse. I mean, the attacks on us are just insane. That's why you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get products you already need, and realizing it's in defiance to the tyrants when you buy from us. So we have a new big special, and the old special was supposed to end yesterday, but I'm going to let Vitamin Mineral Fusion the one more day, liquid vitamin, mineral, all the amino acids, everything you need. 40% off. That's a great deal for children, adults, but especially old folks and people of color need extra vitamins and minerals, especially vitamin D3, because you only get it from the sun or absorption through the gut at a limited level and the mouth particularly. We also have Winter Sun still in stock, 40% off, taking vitamin D3 under the tongue, 40% off. Rocket Rest, the amazing sleep aid, 40% off, way stronger than Knockout, but a different formula, different strokes, different folks. They're both excellent. You know, some people want to drink beer, some want to drink Jack Daniels. I mean, it's just, you know, how strong they are. Some people want to drive a Ferrari, some folks want to drive a Ford LTD. They're both excellent. Operation Endgame, get our amazing film that exposes the whole global reset 14 years ago. That's evergreen for $14.95 for one copy. It has a zero country code, and you can make copies anywhere in the world. Get 10 copies at $3.95 each and make copies and give them to folks. Operation Endgame, InfoWarsStore.com. And all T-shirts, $17.76 at a bare minimum. Some are being sold at cost. Check it out, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, going back. The constitutional lawyer. I've also worked with Trump on the whole recount and election fraud expert, and we'll get an update with him next segment on that. But this Maxine Waters coming out calling for be more aggressive, more confrontational. National Guard gets shot at right after. You've got Cuomo saying we need to kill white people. The cops need to kill white people. I mean, they are really pushing for something. What are they doing? Where are they hoping this goes? Robert Barnes.
Well, you saw it today in the closing arguments of the prosecution, where the prosecution kept telling the jury to, quote, believe your eyes. And what they really mean is to say believe the media's lies, because the Chauvin trial is unique. The George Floyd death trial is unique in that the degree to which the prosecution is trying to persuade the world through the jury of the media's fake news narrative surrounding the case. And so that's why, you know, in their version, the prosecution's version of the events, that George Floyd did nothing wrong. He's a hagiographic character worthy of a great civil rights heroic status, whereas Chauvin is surely a pure evildoer who is acting maliciously and malevolently. And the problem is the evidence doesn't support that. The evidence refutes that and rebuts that all the way along, as the defense cross-examination is going into in great detail. So their fear is that when a jury sees the real evidence, they won't believe the media's lies. They'll know that they can't trust, believe their own eyes because they were lied to leading up to the trial, and that that will lead to the only verdict that the facts and the law justify in this case, which is a not guilty verdict. And they're so terrified of that possibility, that's why Mad Max is up there threatening them just yesterday and over the weekend leading up to them going in to sit in the jury, saying if you acquit, then we're going to riot. We're going to have increase the level of rioting. We're going to increase the level of quote-unquote confrontation. We're going to take to the streets, in her own words. And it was clear what that meant because she did so in the middle of rioting, looting, arsons, attacks, people not even be able to go back to their own homes in Minneapolis. So this is the first test case as to the degree to which the prosecution can gaslight a jury into believing the media's own fake narrative surrounding a particular crime that has broader social and public policy effects. And if they are unable to do so, they're willing to extort the jury through mob threats of mob violence right on the eve of jury deliberations.
And so this is like the Bolshevik Revolution, where they hyped up the general public to overthrow things so they would, quote, get all this free stuff, but they didn't. Clearly, they want to take control of the police, let the police know the media can turn it on like a light switch and off like a light switch to overthrow your department whenever we want. So do what we say politically. Go after conservatives. Go after guns. Do what we want, or we're going to destroy you. I mean, the Democrats admit that. Police reform is turning full power over to Soros.
Well, if you're a police officer today and you're watching these closing arguments, you're terrified at the ability of the political process to weaponize the prosecutorial process against you, even in the least justifiable circumstances. Here they're seeking felony murder charges, a 40-year state prison sentence, solely for doing something that police officers do all around the world on an almost daily basis.
Like this latest footage out of Georgia, two black cops get called because a black guy on drugs is waving a knife around at people. They get there. He tries to stab them. They don't defend themselves, begging 40-plus times to stop. He rushes them again. They kill him. And the media is like, well, maybe the cops are bad. I mean, how could you even have a job where you're this paranoid about defending yourself? Because people now think it's like heroic to attack the police.
Well, I mean, and think about what the end game here is. because you know that down deep they don't really want to defund and destroy the police. So how do they solve the problem of human discretion? They're building this up so they can introduce AI and robotic type police services to no longer have people involved.
That's what it is. Humans can't drive cars or fail. They can't fly planes or fail. The military sabotaged it. Exactly. This is a post-human system. They admit it. Very astute. Smartest thing I've heard in months. That's true.
And it works. It's going to work very well. There's already talk about it in different places around the world, different AI capabilities that could provide police services. Because they know they can never fully purge the police and the military
and
of people
say,
who will
act. Sorry, it's not a white person. Or it's a robot, but who programs it?
Exactly. And if they control the programming, I mean, they've tried to have human programming. It just doesn't work consistently. And that's their problem. They cannot limit the capacity of the human mind and the human conscience to act on that human mind and the human conscience. The two great schools of learning that no one can close, the archives of nature and the rights of man, the what God imprinted on our soul and what God imprinted on the world around us. These are schools that can't close, but they could close them if they just have robots they get to completely program, completely control the programming of and for. And this is what this looks like it's building for. It's to make it impossible to be a policeman, to make it so that no rational person would want to be a policeman.
Pregnant women are flying fighter jets and transgender training. All of it is to sabotage human readiness, human cohesion. Everything is to sabotage the human system.
Exactly. Ultimately, the goal is that we're no different. The Matrix was foresightful as a film, that the goal is to ultimately treat humans as nothing more than consumers, not even labor providers, as simply docile, deferential consumers to the state and basically like in a machine just
batteries.
Being fed. Yeah, exactly. Batteries. I mean, literally like batteries. And that's how a lot of the people in the system view us, and particularly the big tech people view humanity. Your Bill Gates of the world don't see human beings. They see little automatons. They see little pieces on the chessboard.
And they say that. Stay there, Robert Barnes. Let's talk about how we counter this. How far off are we to a verdict, probably? What's going to happen? The Democrats are priming violence everywhere. And then meanwhile, whining about the Capitol all day long. The paradox is incredible hypocrisy. Robert Barnes, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Did you share the link today?
Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it shipped out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please, get products while you still can and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. When you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're bad because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community.
and CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off. Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Waging war on corruption, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m.
Waging 3 p.m. war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
That's right. Robert Barnes is here. We've got Max Keiser popping in for two segments because it's a huge reversal. China now calls Bitcoin investment alternative after years of crackdowns. Then Salente takes over for about 45 minutes. And then I think I'm going to get on the war room with Owen today, because the admission they've had to close not one, but several of the emergency migrant centers because of rapes and murders. And they tried to deny that to the governor. And now in the dead of night, Friday night, we didn't learn about it until Saturday it broke, they moved thousands of girls out of a Houston facility, little girls, ages 12 and up to 17, because it was a murder. Someone killed, not just rape. And they've moved them to secret locations. They've got jets landing in secret. This is all human smuggling. And the New York Times has an article going, Jones was shut down by a nun helping children. He's fake. A nun with angel of death tattoos on every limb, illegally putting people on planes with no background check. It's all illegal, idiots of the New York Times. The whole thing. It's all coming down like a house of cards. Biden now admits it's a crisis. The FBI admits it's all illegal. It's just insane. But Biden got told to surge the border. I'll ask Barnes about that in a moment. But Barnes, this big plan of the Democrats to burn down the cities, how do we stop it? What do you expect to happen? You know, being knowing a lot of sources, you know, final arguments happening today and tomorrow. How long do you think the deliberation will be? And then how do Democrats get away with the fact if he isn't convicted, what's going to happen? If he is convicted, what happens?
So the closing arguments will wrap up today. The jury will get its final instructions today, and they will begin their deliberations today. Their deliberations will be sequestered, so they will be not, you know, they won't be allowed to go home after today. After today, they have to stay in an isolated location until they make a verdict. I think it will be usually, if the jury comes back quickly, that usually means conviction in a case like this. Not always. The OJ verdict was also was a quick verdict, and it was acquittals. But normally it means a conviction jury if it's quick. If it takes all week, then it's more likely going to be either a hung jury or at least partial acquittals or maybe full acquittals. The Minnesota school system, in fear of what might happen in response to the verdict, has shut down their schools for the rest of the week. So that gives you an idea of what they think is coming. People that have been close observers have said that they believe there's a real chance of acquittal. Those lawyers who follow the case in detail think that's actually the proper outcome. but the media has been pitching a different story, so the country as a whole is completely unprepared.
Well, here's the deal. Even if he's guilty, which overall I don't think he did it on purpose, Floyd was all on the drugs. I mean, I think bare minimum manslaughter. Tell me what you think. But regardless, once Pelosi's saying you better convict, once Waters is saying be violent if it's not convicted, once they give $27 million to the family, once they run millions in PSAs, the city does, saying he's guilty, this is public jury tampering. In the old days, I'm not a lawyer like you, but if the paper leaked details or if locals said things that could get to the jury, you mistrialed. Now it's like Soviet show trials.
It's very much a Soviet show trial because, in fact, they could have got a plea deal before the case even began where Chauvin was willing to do 10 years in prison, which is longer than normal for facts like these. If he was a private citizen and this had led to a death, it would have normally been a 5 to 6 year sentence in circumstances like these. And they turned it down because they wanted a show trial with a big verdict, with a crazy sentence that they could use to terrorize the rest of the world into political compliance, including the police. And so that's why we're here. I think from a legal perspective, there's issues with causation. It doesn't appear that Chauvin actually caused Floyd's death, that a combination of a drug overdose, a heart problem, and a tumor likely caused Floyd's death. In the same sense, it does not appear that Chauvin intended to cause any serious bodily harm or bodily.
Yeah, why would you want to kill somebody in cold blood and go to prison?
Exactly. Well, I mean, he knew during this entire time that he's being watched by dozens of people. He's being videotaped by his own body cameras, videotaped by the body cameras of his fellow officers.
Yeah, no, he looked bad. He died of a drug overdose. It looks like he killed him. He didn't.
Correct. And what they did is the media hid the key evidence. The fact that Floyd was saying he couldn't breathe or he was afraid to die for 25 minutes long before he was ever on the ground. Well, so the idea that it was because he was on the ground that he was saying these things is simply not true. They can hear him repeatedly saying, I'm going to die.
And let's be clear,
you've
gotten judgments. You've been involved in big cases where particularly jail guards kill people. I mean, so you're the real bad stuff happens, but the media goes around looking for stuff now to exercise their power over culture and create explosions and divert from the globalists robbing us all.
It's like what they did to Trump for 4 years. It's a fake narrative. They took a tiny slice of the story, stripped it of all its context, and so that people didn't know the whole story. If people would have known from the beginning that George Floyd was saying, I can't breathe while he's sitting in the back of a car, that he was saying, oh, I'm going to die.
He says, please put me on the ground.
Repeatedly, about a half a dozen times, he says, please put him on the ground. So if they would have known that he was making those complaints long before he was on the ground, that he actually asked to be placed on the ground, that while he was on the ground, he kicks and kicks and kicks for minutes. And that, in fact, it isn't the only time he stops resisting appears to have been when he died, because he may have been experiencing a heart attack from a overdose of a sudden ingestion of a lethal amount of fentanyl just minutes before this.
With that said, let's be clear. Maybe the handcuffs push him over the edge. Black people called the cops on him. So, I mean, you know, the cops get called to do this. And I'm not worshiping the cops. There's some bad cops out there. But they get called, they deal with this, he dies, and then it's their fault.
Yeah, exactly. They've deliberately chosen a divisive case, which BLM does a lot of. BLM chooses cases where you dig into the facts and you find out it's a lie what they've told. You know, as Mark Dice had a little video saying Black Lives Matter about what the media does involving BLM cases, and that's true. In my cases where I had abusive cops, misconduct, including against African-American defendants, BLM refused to help because they don't want a case that unites people. They want a case that divides people. And that's why they took selective editing.
Well, I mean, I'll say this. They say it's on the back. I think the cop's exhausted, wrestling with him for 25 minutes. It knows him, isn't paying attention, it does this all the time, it gets on one carotid. I mean, I think it contributed probably. He obviously didn't want this to happen. He obviously didn't think he's going to kill somebody in front of 50 people. I mean, it's a mess. I mean, it's like this latest guy that got shot. He's out. They're after him on armed robbery. He's fighting with the cops. He says, pull taser. She pulls the wrong. I mean, it's hysteria. And what's going to happen during riots nationwide and the blow up? You know, some innocent people are going to get killed, where they're going to have the ongoing cycle for the media.
Oh, exactly. And I think that's the goal and the objective, to have constant recycled stories of partially fed media narratives. Now, their big risk is, if the jury comes back and votes not guilty in the Floyd case, the reason why they're paranoid of that result is it might lead at least some percentage of the public to dig in deeper and realize how much the media is lying to them and has been lying to them and lead them to distrust the media. So that's why they're scared. They need this fake narrative to keep recycling and recycling and recycling. And they need a jury, particularly a liberal democratic jury that is a half minority jury. They need that jury especially to come back and vote convict across the board. If they don't, it means that people are going to, at least some portion of the public is going to be like, hold on a second.
I totally agree. And let's go back to the latest guy. What's the guy's name? The black young black man that just got shot in Minnesota as well during the riots and they had a warrant out for his arrest?
I believe it's Dante Wright.
Dante Wright. Nothing against women. I can't have a baby. I don't look pretty like they do. And women at the Olympics are just as good at shots as men or better. But women have three times the connections between the left and right hemisphere. That's why they've never been in the military, in any military that operates. So in a crisis, women get hysterical and make more mistakes than men. Men make a lot of mistakes, you know, fumble a football, whatever. But she says pulling taser. Men have done that too. But statistically, women make the mistake more. She's all adrenaline. It's all crazy. Pulling taser, pulls a gun and shoots him. Well, that's because women have three times the connection between left and right hemisphere. The science shows women make more of those mistakes. Hence why you see women with a higher rate of mistakes in law enforcement. She sure as hell didn't kill him on purpose. She's going to prison. Why would she do that?
Well, you know what the system's answer is going to be. It's going to be that there's too much of a risk of human error, even though they help create that error by creating a doing a taser that looks and feels like a gun. The local political vendors, that's what they did, sort of putting her in this potential risk. They're going to come back and say the solution to all this is to not have human beings with power.
But I've noticed period. A lot of the tasers look like guns now. That's dangerous.
Completely. They were not supposed to do that. But it appears like they keep setting the system up where these people have no choice but to fail, because it appears that the real answer is neither no police nor more police. It's to have automated police. It's to have AI police. It's to have robotic police that are completely in the subservient
control. That's right,
because
you can't have humans making a mistake with a car. Robots got to do it. Can't have cops making a mistake. Can't have military. That's the whole plan. They admit it, and you're on to the key. Robert Barnes, you're going to be popping in all week during this trial. Thank you so much. Where do people find you?
They can find me. I'll be live chatting about the trial throughout the week as well at vivabarneslaw.locals.com.
All right. We'll talk to Robert Barnes again tomorrow. Great job, Robert Barnes. All right. Hour number four, Max Keiser for two segments. And then Gerald Celente, straight ahead. Please spread the links.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male path. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I was standing in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
lot of big breaking video. But one thing I didn't get to was this particular clip that is bone chilling. And that is sick video. Children paraded on stage at late night drag queen show in California. This is a bunch of little boys, I guess as young as age 10, dressed up like girls, shaking their ass to a bunch of men that throw money at them. And I can't show much of this. It's really, really bad. But this is the dehumanization. This is the destruction of our youth. And this is pure Satanism, and this is what God hates. Meanwhile, I've got all these articles where they're having to shut down migrant centers because of deaths and rape taking place. Houston facility for migrant girls, 30 to 17, abruptly shuttered amid concerns. Employee death, rapes, you name it. Proving the governor right. We're going to play this clip. Then we got Max Kaiser coming on. We just got him connected with some huge news. But here's what's going on with our children.
Why in the hell these people got these little bitty ass kids at this drag show, y'all?
But it's 11:30 at night.
It is 11:40 at night. These people have children in a drag show in L.A. on the beach. Look at this.
Woo! USA! USA!
Telling her get her money. Look at this fucking bullshit. Look at this bullshit now. Look, look, they giving them money, yo. Little girls now. Look at this. Look at this.
Those children are trophies of evil. I'm going to get to this more later after we're done talking to Max Kaiser, but the story's up on Infowars.com. Now, shifting gears, we're joined by Max Kaiser for this little segment. The next segment to talk about this Zero Hedge article. It's also in the Times of London. CNBC's reporting it. In a huge reversal, China now calls Bitcoin investment alternative after years of crackdown. So is this Bitcoin capitulation by the communist Chinese? And is this the biggest move yet in sovereign systems joining Bitcoin? Max Kaiser.
Yeah, Alex, it sure is. You know, I've been saying this for a number of years that we are heading to a Bitcoin war. You know, he who has the most Bitcoin will make the laws, will rule the world. And China understands this. I think they've known it for quite some time and they're making their move. So over the weekend, we had a big crash in the miners that are in China that took 25% of the mining capacity offline. There was a 10, 15% correction in the price of Bitcoin because of this move in China. It looks like now China's using that as an opportunity to accumulate Bitcoin. They just came out with this announcement that they now see Bitcoin as an investable asset. They're also importing hundreds of tons of gold very recently. So I think we're going to see China make a move with a gold-backed digital currency, central bank digital currency. Well, that'll attract a lot of capital from around the world. And they're going to start hoarding and mining Bitcoin because they realize that in the 21st century, we're heading into the hash wars or the global Bitcoin wars where the country with the most Bitcoin will win, essentially World War III. It used to be territorial. It used to be gold. It used to have armies. That used to be the definition of your nation state. But now it's going to be Bitcoin. Bitcoin is going to define who is
World
the
War
power
B.
structure.
Well, you were on 3 weeks ago and again 2 weeks ago, and you said, as soon as China signs on, the U.S. will completely sign on. When we come back, with that inside knowledge, or how did you know? And in fact, if we got the crew, somebody should go back to him almost 3 weeks ago and 2 weeks ago where he said that, because it's happening right now. But listeners all heard it. You all saw it. We'll talk to Max Kaiser in 1 minute and see how he knew that. When we come back, I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. And you can find me at swanbitcoin.com/Alex.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic. They instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got one segment with Max Keiser, who was on 3 weeks ago and again 2 weeks ago. And he said there will be Bitcoin capitulation. It'll end up being the world currency. He said, I expect China will soon reverse itself, claiming it's against Bitcoin, and go for Bitcoin. He goes, I'm only wondering if the Federal Reserve will capitulate first. So you called it again 3 weeks ago when nobody else was saying that. You told me 10 years ago, get involved in Bitcoin. You told me 2 years ago, do it. I mean, you've definitely got your ear on the ground and beyond that. How did you make the prediction? How big is this move by China?
Well, I've been studying Bitcoin for 10 years. I've been investing in Bitcoin since it was a dollar, as you know. And there's a part of Bitcoin which is called game theory, and where all the incentives that make the network are equally balanced, and it attracts all players, global players, corporate players, municipal players, to try to game the system. And it all ends up in the same way, people accumulating Bitcoin is the way you game the system. So I knew that this would graduate to the nation state level, and I knew that China is looking for a way to get out of the U.S. dollar as world reserve currency, because the U.S. dollar is weaponized by the U.S. government with sanctions and other things. So going forward, all fiat money around the world is going to be retired. The dollar, the yuan, euro, it's all going to be retired as part of what they call the Great Reset or the New Bretton Woods. And we're going to go to a new global Bitcoin standard. And so smart countries like China are preparing themselves for the global Bitcoin standard by starting now to accumulate Bitcoin. They already have a nice percentage of the mining of Bitcoin in China, other countries are open to start competing with them. In Texas now, you have a lot of Bitcoin miners because the energy costs in Texas are very cheap. So the U.S., if they want to be competitive, they need to subsidize Bitcoin mining right now. They need to make it an initiative. They need to understand that the World War III is going to be played out in terms of Bitcoin. And they stop looking backwards and fighting yesterday's war. They need to fight today's war and get into the Bitcoin competition to own as much as possible before they find themselves completely out of the race, Alex.
Explain the latest dip in Bitcoin. You were doing it before the break with some stations joined us.
Right. So over the weekend, there was a fire in China and some of the coal miners went down. And a lot of the mining that goes on, that's the amount of electricity that goes into creating Bitcoin, is in China. And it went offline. And so you had a dip in price because the electrical capacity of the network went down. Two things came out of this. Number one, it shows that actually the percentage of concentration of mining in Bitcoin is less than people thought. Number two, as of May 1st, you'll have what's called a difficulty adjustment, which will just readjust the network to account for the slippage in energy output. And number three, it also, at the same time, China said that they actually have reversed their position. They are now looking at Bitcoin as a reserve currency. And that is a big signal to the world. This is kind of like the shot heard around the world. This is what is now, I think, officially started global hash war. And so the U.S. is, hopefully they'll get into it sooner than later. China has now fly the Bitcoin flag, and they're saying, look, we're going to win.
How did you know 3 weeks ago this was about to happen? You said it was imminent.
Well, you know, I keep my ear to the ground. Peter Thiel made a big speech in Washington last week and said that he encouraged policymakers in Washington to be aware of what's happening in China and Bitcoin. So he was also aware of what was happening, and he's trying to get the message through to policymakers in Washington that this is happening now. They need to take this seriously right now, or they're going to find themselves at a huge disadvantage. Bitcoin is the scarcest commodity in the world. It's emerging as a world reserve currency. It has no counterparty risk. The verification is in the transaction. It's better than gold across innumerable different variables, and it's becoming the world reserve standard. And what will happen is all other currencies around the world will essentially be backed or built on top of the Bitcoin layer. In China, they're hedging their bets because they're also bringing in hundreds more tons of gold. And I think that they're going to announce that their central bank digital currency will be backed by gold, but well, it's still going to rise.
It shows me the dollar and other major currencies are weak and inflated, that gold and Bitcoin, that all these institutions are rushing into it.
Well, the fiat money are all going to be retired. They realize that there's no way to keep printing debt to get out of a debt problem.
And is that why they're so busy trying to, quote, give everybody free money right now? Is it politically get them indebted?
Well, they're trying to politically paper over the fact that the American economy is effectively insolvent and that there's no way to create any GDP sufficient to pay down the debt that America has. So they're going to.
What does the Federal Reserve mean to say that we're at an inflection point?
Means that they have painted themselves into a corner and that there's no way that they can use any policy tool, not even negative interest rates, to create enough GDP or enough economic activity to solve the debt problem. The debt problem is now is officially, according to the central bankers, intractable. It's unsolvable, and they are going to have to get rid of all the fiat money simultaneously around the world and bring in a whole new reset. And part of that, what China is saying is, you know what? We're going to front run you guys and we're going to buy Bitcoin because we know at the end of the day, gold's not going to solve your problem. You're all going to end up into a Bitcoin standard. So we're going to be there first. Ha, ha, ha. You know, and they're making the right move, Alex.
What is Elon Musk doing pushing this other coin?
Well, that's a bit of a toy that he likes to have fun with. It's not a serious project. It can blow up at any second. Anything that's not Bitcoin is essentially kids playing around in Silicon Valley with toys. They're projects that are unsound or they're not secure. And it's the Reddit board, the Wall Street Bets guys. They like playing around with these online with these different things. So you can't compare the two. Bitcoin is comparable to gold. And everything else that's not Bitcoin, you'd have to look at it like just another fiat money. It's just another toy money, play money. And they come and they go, and there's thousands of them. And they're knockoffs, right? They're
to Infowars.com, they see a Bitcoin icon that pops up. You can make donations to us there in Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency to help keep us on air. We'd appreciate that. You can also go to swanbitcoin.com/Alex. And get $10 free of Bitcoin there, signing up for free. Then it's a great place to buy Bitcoin. They've got a lot of the great services. And, of course, Max has been promoting this for years. I should have done it years ago when he told me about it. But we are now. A lot of folks are using it. SwanBitcoin.com/Alex is a great, safe place to use. And it helps fund the InfoWar. So please use SwanBitcoin.com/Alex. We've got 2.5 minutes left. What else would you like to impart to us, oh, great oracle and wizard of Bitcoin, Max Keiser?
Well, ask me anything. You know, I'm here to answer your questions. You know, I've been
Well, you told us 3 weeks ago China's probably about to get big into Bitcoin, and the government just basically endorsed it. So how's the Federal Reserve respond to that?
Well, they're panicking. And so they're bringing people like Peter Thiel in and others who have, some knowledge about this, and they're trying to figure out a strategy. But, you know, they're in America's caught up in a cultural war, similar to what China went through in the 1950s, where the left is trying to create essentially a dystopian, nightmarish state of conformity where all individualism and free thought is canceled. So that's what their preoccupation is right now. And we know
fighting the last war. They've already conquered America, but they want to hurt the Midwest so bad and hurt the churches, and because they've taught this at the universities that they're not even involved in reality.
They're fighting the last war, Alex, exactly. China is emerging and starting the current war with the current weapon. They're amassing Bitcoin, and without it, America is going to find itself completely, as we used to say, an old expression, sucking hind tit. I don't know if that's politically correct to say that.
No, it means sucking on a little titty.
That means you're way back in the line. You know, yeah, you're at the end of the line.
Creamers up top. Yeah, you don't. Well, it's just on a boar or anything. The hind tit, even on a cow, that's the little one.
You're on the end of the receiving line. You know, America, if they want to stay relevant, they need to understand what's happening and start amassing and start a policy where they're going to start subsidizing mining and start to accumulate a big, big position. Otherwise, you know, I think Teddy Roosevelt said, speak softly and carry a big stick. That's going to be speak softly and have a big Bitcoin position.
Well, I'll tell you what shows you how things were. Trump was bad for standing up to China. Then Biden is like waffling and does it, gets his ass kicked. It just shows they want the power without actually exercising it. Max Keiser, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All righty. Thanks, Alex.
Gerald Celente takes over just a few minutes, and he's always loaded for bear. So get ready for Gerald Celente. And don't forget what James O'Keefe talks about here with us on air. It's keen.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Jones Show, and boy, oh boy, Max Keiser, does he know his stuff? He's really onto it. When this cat was calling Bitcoin, he was one of the first ones out there, way, way beyond anybody else. Great, great show, and I love being on with Max as well. You know, they're selling this COVID war, and they just don't stop with it. This is a headline from AP. Global COVID-19 deaths surpass 3 million. All right, this is for over a year. So they keep adding them up. So last year, it's not like they're starting the new year and saying how many COVID deaths this year. No, they're just adding them up and adding them up. So let's look at some of the COVID other deaths that aren't COVID related. About 8.7 million people died of air pollution last year. Now, do they add those up every year for the last century? Probably you got, you know, how many millions could have been dead by then? How many people are dying of pesticide poisoning each year? Do they add those up each year? Oh, about 200,000 Americans died last year of air pollution. How about the year before, the year before, the year before, the year before? How come they don't add that up? I'll tell you why. because they're low-life pieces of scum crap selling fear and hysteria. This is the kind of headlines that are going out. It's from the Wall Street Journal. New York City targets reluctant residents for COVID inoculations. How dare you be a reluctant resident? Why don't you swallow the crap that they're shoving down your throat? And boy, are they shoving it down. My generation, the baby boomers, forget about it. Totally sold out cats, man, and kittens. You look at the numbers. Some 80% of them have gotten the shot. That's right. 80%. And almost 70%, two shots. But yet, Fauci at NASCAR, White House looks to appeal to vaccine hesitant conservatives and evangelicals. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the Biden administration was looking at ways to conduct outreach to white conservative communities where coronavirus vaccine hesitancy runs high. What does it have to do with being an evangelical or white? Or being in a political story? It has nothing to do with it. There are people that don't want to get the vaccination because, number one, it has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. This is an emergency act, Operation Warp Speed. So to me, you have to be warped to take the vax. And then it goes on. This is from, I want to read you this. This is from the Financial Times on the 17th. So this is an ancient. COVID vaccines, you ready? Show government can be a force for good. This is by, can't make out a last name, Jillian Tepp, it looks like. Last week I participated, ready? Listen to this language. In a solemn ritual. A solemn ritual. Amen. Om. Oh, a solemn ritual that almost a half million other New Yorkers had already experienced. Oh, wow. I traveled to the Javits Convention Center in Manhattan, where U.S. soldiers waved me into line. Oh, yeah, the Javits Convention Center. You're named after that Jacob Javits. This disgusts me that we name all these things after low-life pieces of crap scum politicians who suck off the public tit their whole life. Anyway, Javits Convention Center? When was the last time they had a convention at the Javits Convention Center? This huge place, this huge ugly piece of crap on the west side of New York. No conventions, no trade shows, no anywhere. And all the people that have lost their jobs, their businesses that depended on it. But we'll move on. I followed color-coded, with hundreds of others, I followed color-coded paths to tables staffed by nurses who jabbed me with a BioNTech Pfizer vaccine, then gave me a sticker, a bottle of water, and a vaccination card. Just 45 minutes later, I was out on the pavement with my freshly vaccinated cohort. Oh, a cohort. Oh, you got a cohort. You can't call it the cohort what it was. We'll call it a cohort to be politically stupid. Some were hugging each other. Others were taking selfies. And most were tapping their phones, ordering a ride home. How do you feel? A friend asked me. My answer was unexpectedly mixed. First, I was overcome by a level of euphoria I had not anticipated. A level of euphoria for getting vaxxed? What are you? Who? Save your crap for somebody else. No, no. Here's the Financial Times, which I subscribe to cost a lot of money, and they're putting out this crap. I wanted to scream with joy. However, I felt guilty. New York State is distributing free vaccines to anyone over the age of 16. These are not free vaccines. You are a liar. We, the people, are paying for these vaccines. They are not free. They're stealing our money to give it to the drug lords that imbeciles and morons call Big Pharma. Yeah, Big Pharma. Drug lords, drug dealers, who will do anything to sell drugs. That's what drug dealers do. However, I felt guilty anyway. Over the age of 16, who had the tenacity to book an appointment on a glitchy website, and more than 5 million shots have now been dispensed. Yet my daughter, who was with me to Javits Center getting her own jab, also betrayed mixed emotions. Why can I get it when others who need it can't? What in propaganda? Propaganda? This is crap. We're going to be right back. Hey.
You know, listeners call into the show and they thank me, and it makes me feel pathetic because I sit there and I beg you for support constantly, for prayer, for financial support, and for word of mouth, and we're all in this together. And, it gets old having to come to you and say, hey, I got great products, please buy them or we won't be here on air. But it's true. We're the only media organization in the United States that promotes liberty at this level that is not beholden to big corporate sponsors. And they've harassed and almost shut down everybody else. They've crippled all the other groups. And we're still here. And as this whole new world order comes out in the open, our credibility's showing up. That's why we've got to be taken off air. That's why America has got to be taken down. You can't have all these other nations enslaved and America still quasi-free. You can't have InfoWars has been proven right being on air with all the craziness that's about to unfold. Because if you think stuff's bad now, just get ready. So thank you all. And get into InfoWarsStore.com. Get some great 2020 election shirts, supplements, and so much more. They're wonderful products, and they support the InfoWar. Thank you.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead. You're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. It's some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And as I keep saying, you better do all you can to support the truth, because we're all getting censored. You know, put up that latest cover that we have on the Trends Journal, if you will. That was just banned by LinkedIn. That's right. That cover was banned by LinkedIn. One after another, we're getting banned. I'm saying this because you need to support the truth. You're not allowed. You got to listen to the crap they're shoving down your throat, like they are with the Financial Times and all the others telling you to get it vaccinated. And if you don't want to, your conspiracy theory or whatever you want to call it, a stupid name that they make up. So support InfoWars to keep the truth alive. And they have this alpha power, and it's back in stock. And you need alpha power now more than ever, because they're taking the alpha and the power out of our lives. So with this powerful set of ingredients, they sought to make the perfect formula for boosting your performance and energy levels daily. This is an all-natural and healthy load of ingredients that include niacin, which is an essential B vitamin that helps improve vascular function, zinc, an essential mineral that promotes men's health and vitality. They may ban zinc. They don't want to promote men's, you know, health and vitality. So you better get it now. LJ100, and it's a patented extract of Tongat Ali that is the most concentrated and potent extract on the market. And it's an ancient Malaysian herb that's been used for, you know, thousands of years, traditionally for fertility and libido in men. You know, we just did an article in the Trends Journal about how the sperm count is going way, way down. Yeah. And men's penises are shrinking. I'm not making this up, and this isn't censored stuff. This just came out last 2 weeks ago, and it was in The Guardian. So this organic maca root concentrate is the kind of things that you need with this alpha power that's back in stock and 40% off. And maca root has been used for thousands of years by the natives of Peru, and the natives use this herb traditionally for fertility by incorporating it into their daily diet. And horny goatweed leaf and stem. Oh, you can't get horny anymore. Horny goatweed is a traditional Chinese medicine used for centuries in China for kidney, liver. And the herb is named because centuries ago, Chinese goat herders found that goats would get more viral after eating this native weed. And Tribulus terrestris fruit extract. And Tribulus terrestris is a Ayurvedic herb, also known as Gokshura in India, that has been traditionally used for liver support, fertility, and power virility. So alpha power even works synergistically with super male vitality, which is my favorite, to help you become a true alpha male and take charge of your energy to defy age. So don't fall short on energy in the fight against age and global tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 40% off from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStores.com. So do what you need to do to keep this going and keep yourself going. I'm telling you, they're saying that by 2045, the fertility rate, the sperm count, the way it's going now, will be down to nothing. And I'm not making that up. And going back to the COVID war, this is from the CDC. I mentioned to you before. As of April 15th, 80% of people 65 years or older have received at least one dose of vaccine, and 63.7% are fully vaccinated. Now listen to this. Remember, this is from the CDC. As access to vaccines to all Americans increases, we have reason to be hopeful. However, until more of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated, consistent use of prevention strategies, you ready? Such as universal and correct use of masks. Correct use of masks. You mean these masks that everybody are wearing? These ones with the poisonous fibers that you breathe in that are made in China? And you see all the air shooting in from the sides? Oh, they're not included in that. And social distancing. Wait a minute, social distancing. You just made up a couple of weeks ago that you only had to be 6 feet apart, and now you're saying you only got to be 3 feet apart. They're making this crap up. India just locked down New Delhi. New Delhi has about 40 million people there. The middle class is dying. They just locked it down again. So none of these things, now you know what they're locking it down for? A week. I say it should be locked down for 13 days. Why? No, I think it should be locked down for 17 days. Why? I think 18 and a half days. Crap heads are making this crap up. Goes on to say, hand washing. Oh, yeah. And make sure you use this. The stuff that, you know, a lot of it that has benzene in it and all these other chemicals that go into your bloodstream. And it's totally unnatural to use those too. Will help limit the spread of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. Even if you've been fully vaccinated, they have it underlined, against COVID-19, you should keep taking these everyday precautions in public places. Why bother get vaccinated? Why? What difference does it make? This is satanic. You got a bunch of jerks lying and leading the show. They locked down Ontario again. Yeah. Ontario. Where are the numbers? Yeah, I had them someplace. Yeah. Okay, yeah. 88% of the people in Ontario over 70 years old, 69% over 80 years old that had died of the virus. 88% of the people that died of the virus over 70 years old in an entire year had a population of 38 million in Canada, 23,000 deaths. In Ontario, 14 million people, 7,500 deaths over the period of the year. 69% of them are over 80. And they closed down a place. And you got to see the jerk, the slob that's telling people what to do. This guy, Doug Ford, another daddy's boy, an arrogant piece of garbage crap, born on third base and thought he had a home run. His daddy was in the politics before him, left in the business. This moron telling people what to do, locking the place down again. The facts are there, and no one talks about them. No one. When we come back, I'm going to read this headline from the Cartoon News Network. Many evangelicals say they won't be vaccinated against COVID-19. Some experts say distrust and misinformation have played a role. The word experts is a curse word like dignitaries and authorities. You tell somebody to F you, that's not a curse word. That's proper. When they try to shove this crap down your throat. I'll be right back.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, hey, hey. Great being on The Alex Jones Show. And very thankful for all that he does. The crew, what a great crew he has. And again, following Max Keiser. Max Keiser's some cat, man. You know, we used to have conferences here in Kingston, and Max and Stacey Herbert came up and addressed our group. We hung out the weekend, had a terrific time. I really admire him. He's a real man, and her, they're both wonderful people. Oh, by the way, we're having a rally on Memorial Day. If you go to OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com, you'll see the information there. And it's a rally for freedom, peace, and justice. It's against the law. I had one last year against the law on on the 4th of July. And I died. We all died from the virus. The people up here, the libtards, hated me for doing it. So this isn't really me that's going to be there. It's going to be Celente 2.0. You know, I'm just made up. You know, we all died. Everybody died from the virus. So having a big rally on the corner of John and Crown Street in Kingston, New York, and this is the most historic four corners in America. It's where the seeds of democracy was sown. And the only place with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings on each corner, and I own three of them, and I bought them when nobody wanted them. I'm not a real estate guy. My bottom line isn't money. So please join us. Going back to the data, and that's what we do with the Trends Journal. And again, just as you support the InfoWars, of course, if you want to know what's going on, what it means, and what's next, there's no magazine like the Trends Journal. Last one was 175 pages. Because I can't read 175. You don't have to read the whole thing. You read what you want. It's about the economy. I'm going to stop on the economy right now. Geopolitics. But going to the economy. The market's down today. The markets are totally inflated. The markets are going to stay high as long as interest rates stay low. End of story. They're just going to keep pumping cheap money in. They'll do anything they can to keep pumping them up. The Bitcoin, you know, we're looking at it to go easily 100,000 plus. Again, that's if the governments don't come in and try to stop it from happening, just like they made people turn in their gold to the government in 1933 when FDR came in. So absent government intervention, Bitcoin's going to keep going. And the money that's going into cryptocurrencies is not going into gold and silver. However, gold and silver prices are going to keep going up because now more central banks are buying it. And also India, which is one of the biggest jewelry makers of gold. People love it. And China, same thing. They're buying up more and more gold. Gold, silver, Bitcoin, those are... And the other cryptocurrencies, and I'm not an expert in that field, in which ones are going to keep moving higher. People are going to be looking for alternatives for those that know the whole thing is a fraud. And talking about the fraud and how they're putting the numbers. So in the United States, 582,000 people died of the virus. This is over a year ago. They keep adding the numbers up, but they don't keep adding the numbers up of what you die from. Eaten from pesticides and all the crap that they're putting it out. They don't put that in air pollution. Now, so, you know what the death rate is in the United States? It's a nation of 332,550,000 people. 0.175%. What are you closing everything down for? You know, people do die, and particularly older people. And most of the people that are dying are elderly or from nursing homes. But, of course, once you get out of a nursing home, then they send you to daycare, right? I think that's it, yeah. No, day camp. You go to camp, day camp. Yeah. India, almost 1.4 billion people, right? 1.4 billion people. Last year, almost 2 million died of air pollution related diseases. 2 million. They're locking down New Delhi, as I mentioned before. 40 million people there. The middle class is shrinking. They keep locking it down anytime they want. 180,000 people in a country of 1.4 billion that died of the virus over a course of a year, it equals, you ready? 0.0128% of its population. That's why I'm holding a rally, because they keep robbing us of our freedom, peace, and justice. How could people put up with this crap? Look at the lowlives that are destroying our lives. These are freaks. You don't believe me? Look at their faces. CNN, before I go off the air. Many evangelicals say they won't be vaccinated against COVID-19. Some experts say distrust and misinformation have played a role. At Pastor Tony Spell's Sunday sermon last week, he preached a different kind of message that's usual in his congregation. Don't trust COVID-19 vaccines. Why, how dare you say that? Quote, I'll just tell you today, if being anti-mask and anti-vaccine is anti-government, then I'm proud to be anti-government. Amen. And you got to be proper. A women. Yes. I love A women. Anyway. I'm not allowed to say that. Again, as I show in my book, when Zizi gave Honey Boy of everything I've ever written, this is by far my favorite. There's that picture of me and lovely Teresa McKelvey at our first communion in here somewhere. Where is it? Bam, 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 bam. Where are you, Teresa? Come on up. Anyway, here we are at our first communion. Here we are, all dressed in white. She's holding my hand, squeezing it tight. Anyway, you're not allowed to say you love women anymore in the United States of moronics. Goes on to say, I'll be anti-mask and anti-vaccine. Is anti-government, then I'm proud to be anti-government. Then here's what CNN says. He goes on to falsely state, if you have a 99.6% survival rate, why do you want somebody to contaminate your bloodstream with something that may or may not hurt you? Yep, he was wrong. You know how much he was off, according to the statistics that we found? The grand total of? Yeah. He said 99.6, 98% recovery rate. That's at the lowest end. 98% recovery rate. And you're locking down everything? This is the kind of headlines they have. And this is what people, Nova Scotia, one new death from COVID-19, 6 new cases reported. Ready? Now look up who died. A woman who was over 80 years old. Australia. I want to play this clip next time I come on, but right now I want to introduce Owen Schroyer. He's taking over. He does such a great job. And boy, I love being on with him. And here's Owen. Take it away, Owen.
Well, Gerald, we've got a loaded broadcast coming up in the war room today, and specifically what the media and the Democrats are doing with the George Floyd, Derek Chauvin trial is really just despicable. They want America to burn. The lies that they've told throughout this case, the lies that they told on the outset, the lies that they're telling now, it's quite apparent. Maxine Waters and the mainstream media and the Democrat Party want to see America burn. I don't know if that's if they think it has a political value for them or the value for the media ratings, but that's clearly what they want. And so if justice is served here, there's no way Chauvin is going to get a murder charge, which is what Maxine Waters admits that they're demanding, because that's what terrorist groups do, is make demands. Gerald, you know that. So the chances are Chauvin's not going to get that. So you know what that's going to mean. You've seen what Minneapolis looks like, a third world country all boarded up. I'm sure they'll do the same thing in your area, Gerald, soon as well. We've also got the latest nonsense from the little man Fauci, the latest nonsense on the left and how they're destroying America. It's all coming up on the War Room, Gerald.
Thank you so much for what you do, Owen, and thanks for having me on. Take it away.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned at band.video. The Alex Jones Show concludes right now. The War Room begins in 2 minutes.